This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
And welcome back.
We're back.
So, our players, where they left off last, they were joined by another adventurer and found themselves through a Mechanus chain. They were fighting some little Modrons, and right before they got out, so the characters were walking across the bridge and starting to make their way into the lower level, but one of the little Modrons shot his arrow up, grabbed our... Oh gosh.
Meat bike party party appears and says, enough of this, and morphs into a Cerberus loyal to Squam.
Cerberus.
Still lactose. Oh, it's gone.
Still lactose intolerant. He knows the movie.
Move.
Yes. Able. Move. Barty blast. When fed dairy, instantly killing all enemies, Barry loses 50 hit points. If Blast used two turns in a row.
Dang.
Yeah. And then also we got some $20 towards Amber for a GM.
They missed me, guys. Thanks.
All right.
I got a pet and $20 towards GM powers. It's a good night.
True. All right.
You got a lactose intolerant pet.
It is a dog with three heads.
But it's still farty barty.
That's fine.
Gross.
Does anybody have milk in their pack?
No, but our friend Annie that comes by with snacks sometimes
has some
milk.
So what were we doing?
Yeah, you said a lot of big words that I don't remember.
There was a chain, there was Hadron Collider, there was I don't know what the hell he said.
So you were in a small room, and there was a chain coming from the ground, and these little itty-bitty guys came out with arrows and started shooting you guys.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Okay.
Wait, were we flying around killing them?
A bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then maybe I remember
that. I remember that.
Sure.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's a different campaign.
Well.
But you guys made it across the room, but just as you were about to leave the room, your other player got hit with a guideline into his shin and gets pulled into the void.
Goodbye.
Oh no, goodbye old friend we just met.
He's there. I'll remember you forever. They'll remember the name.
Though. Yeah.
All right.
He
so,
was a dragonborn, that's all I remember.
You guys now are in front of stairs leading downwards.
Well, we're still gonna go down.
Yep.
You guys ready? Go downstairs.
Yes.
All right. What is your marching order?
I march first, always.
Last. Okay.
I guess I'm second. By default.
Because you're tiny. We keep you safe.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So
I'm the delicious filling in this sandwich.
You're the cream center.
Make your way
downstairs.
Oh, Oreo.
Into this room.
Into this room.
Hey, look at those minis.
Look at that. You find yourself in a room with a cauldron in the center.
Ooh.
Bubbling. And this room is filled with green fog. Everything is obscured in here.
Well, you were going first, right? Go see if that fog is dangerous.
I walk in and I start like fanning it. I go,
okay. You kind of blow it away a little bit, but it hangs around you pretty well.
Do the scientist's waft.
Green.
Like,
thank you.
Yes. Above you, the walls are 10 feet high, and you can see up here there is a balcony that leads off to other rooms that you can't see from here. Also, you notice in the corners there are three rocking chairs.
Rocking chairs?
And there is just debris laid out on all of the tables that are in this room.
80s.
So there's a table that comes to your left, and then there's a table to your right. And it's just a whole bunch of sewing stuff.
Huh.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
You also notice, as you start walking into the room and up to the cauldron, off to the side of this table here, you see two people in a cage.
Oh no.
And at the same time as you notice that, three little itty bitty figures wander up to all of you.
Are they really cute?
Are they mice-sized or smaller?
They're smaller. They're doll-sized.
Do they have big eyes?
Gross.
Oh, hello, itty bitty little creatures.
Do they have big eyes?
How are you doing?
No.
They have beady eyes?
You still want to be friends?
Yes, mister, I want to be friends.
Oh, I don't trust that
shit. I pet one of them.
So cute.
One you pet is the one that looks like a monkey, but combined with a unicycle on his butt.
What?
Well, that's something out of Toy Story.
Has a unicycle on his butt? Higher, please.
Yeah. He does have a unicycle on his butt. That's very strange.
That's weird.
So,
what kind of Sid
these
stuff?
Three tiny figures waddle towards you through the smoky haze. Mm-mm. One of them is a straw doll. Rusty pins sticking out of its body, making what looks to be like a face.
Nope.
The other one is just all clay, no face. Yes?
That's cute.
I would like to take out the clockwork doll of my mother that I made.
Okay.
And I would like to wind it up and kind of put it with them to see how they react to it.
Okay.
Play with it.
So you wind it up a little bit and it starts dancing around them. The straw doll immediately comes up to it and starts taking its hands and just dancing around with it.
Aw, they're not so bad, guys.
Okay. I like the no-face one.
The no-face one?
He's cute.
It looks up at you, and if you were able to read a face with nothing on it, you'd think it's smiling at you.
All right. So what you doing down here, kiddos?
We're trapped.
Oh.
What?
We need to run away. They're going to be back.
Who's they?
Sisters.
Sisters are pretty evil.
We don't want to say their names because they might come back.
Okay. Do you know who's locked up in there over there?
The looky-like. And then there's this other person. We don't know who they are.
The looky-like? What's he looky like?
He looks kind of like you.
Hey,
they know my name. That's weird. How do you know my name?
Dull people.
They would know.
Oh,
who
it's
you
my
are.
Name tag. It's on my shirt. It's fine. Well, are those people bad, like the sisters sound, or are they good, like you guys?
The sisters are bad.
Chat time. Ryan's Red Room Queen says Ryan's impressions are life.
Are they loif or
is it loif?
Loif.
Can we walk up to the cages?
Yeah.
I walk up to the cages.
Okay.
And I walk up to the not Loki-like one.
Okay. See a young half-orc.
Oh. is the half-orc male or female?
Female.
I think. Yeah.
You didn't say.
We'll find out. Oh, and I go, hey, how's it going?
You also notice the lookalike that they were talking about, who looked a little bit like Squam, is half-eaten from the legs up.
How does it look like me?
We're just going to leave him alone. No turning back from that one.
Half-eaten and still alive, or half-eaten and dead?
It's like almost unconscious, like it's been in shock. And you think that the half orc that was in here kind of got hungry.
I do not trust this
half-orc. I'm gonna go ahead and just walk over there and pull my crossbow and shoot him in the head to take it out of his misery.
Wait, the orc or
the half-eaten thing?
The human.
The dying.
Look, we can't fix you, but I can end your suffering.
Okay,
kind.
So. You start knocking your bow. I need you to roll attack for this.
14.
Okay.
Plus five.
All right. 19. So you lock your bow and you release it, and he's just like, wait.
Talk. That's sad.
You didn't even try to talk to it, so it's dead.
Okay. And now I would like to roll for hotness for the orc.
Okay.
We roll for hotness here, by the way.
That's what we do.
A 3.
She's covered with the blood of the thing we just.
What's that crying?
Oh no.
We don't know.
It's so loud that must be big. Sounds a bit like a giant 10-foot-tall zombie baby that thinks cucumber is its mommy. The
baby
loved its mommy.
Aww.
Big zombie baby that thinks you're its mom.
That's fine.
So, coming from the upper hall here,
My cape is locked on the chair.
You're not used to robes. Hashtag DM problem.
Right.
You hear a baby start lumbering down the stairs.
Gee, it sounds like a baby lumbering down the stairs.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's like the baby from Spirited Away.
Yeah.
Or the baby from Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
Oh, that one's way scarier.
That one's humongous.
Yeah, that's a little large. It's true.
Okay.
Or Big Baby from Toy Story 3.
That's true. Mm. Oh, I like Big Baby.
Okay, so we got, I'm gonna, there's a giant baby that's coming.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mr. Orc person, Mrs.
Mr. Ah, let me out!
You wanna help us out?
Are you gonna eat us? What?
You ate someone that looked like me.
What?
Are you gonna eat me? If I
let me out! Sounds legit.
Let's take our chances.
I take my skeleton key, and I
all right.
I let her out.
Good. You let her out?
Yeah. Let it out.
It turns
let
freely.
Them out? Let them out. Remember, you said you wouldn't eat me.
It's true.
You're so delicious.
I know I'm delicious.
We got any sandwiches left?
I know I'm really delicious looking. They are health sandwiches, so.
She needs a sandwich.
I'm just going to finish this leg that I left in the
cage. That's
fine. That's fine.
We'll leave your cage open, though.
Okay.
You're doing good.
I'm just going to go back and eat that leg, so.
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
Fill her up.
I need everyone to roll an initiative, please.
For the baby?
I have the baby.
Forget about the baby.
Hey, I didn't roll you guys.
Remind me of the babe.
Are those little creatures going to help us fight?
They are not able to fight.
I would like to keep the little clay one if I can later on.
Yeah. They can even talk to you a bit more, too, after we get through this.
I love the clay one. Cucumber got a 7.
Okay.
This fool got a 14.
This fool has a name!
A chunk. And I got a 12. And I get a +4 to initiative.
I got a 19.
19?
Yep.
Nice.
I got a 16.
Well, as we like to say, 19.
He's bilingual.
I'm bilingual.
Ooh.
Matt knows. Matt knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right. So we have Squam. No. Sorry.
Yes, no.
Grow is
going first.
We don't know his or her or their name.
That's true.
Grow.
What? Excuse me?
Oh, hey, what's your name?
Grow.
You can grow?
Grow.
Like, you can get big?
I'm going to eat this leg again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Are you going to use that as your action?
Wow. She's the loudest eater I've ever seen. She screams into her food. I'm going to try.
I find it entertaining.
Does it taste better that way?
It does. I feel like I've earned it.
I decide to fly into a frenzied rage.
Okay.
Of some sort. So I will fly into a frenzied rage, after which I will do my reckless attack.
Okay.
I like this accent change that happens.
Yeah. The baby gets kind of down to the floor here. So you come out and make your way over. All right, do your attack, please.
Okay. All right, so I got an 8. +8. So that's 16.
That will hit.
Yes, he says.
Yes. Yes, he
says. That's not... That's correct.
Yeah.
God. Okay. Okay, so you do how many damage?
Let me roll for damage. Oops. I should have only rolled that one. 10 plus 7, so that's 17.
Bang.
I'm a big baby. I'm a big baby.
She knows how to play.
I know. Oh, she rolled fast.
Nice.
That's good. Okay.
So you what kind of weapon do you have, by the way?
Oh, I have a javelin, a great axe, and just maul.
Okay.
Just going to the mall, gotcha.
Unarmed strike, yeah. Okay, so you take your great axe and you just clobber right through half of the baby.
Right,
still.
Wait, then which half? It's still crawling forward. Never mind.
Well, it's kind of like slopping itself forward.
Mm. Ah, good word.
Slopping.
Slopping. All right.
Slopping.
It is now
squelching.
Jordy's turn. Jordy's
That's you!
God, no, I'm listening!
Can I have a second?
You had five.
I'm gonna take my crossbow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna aim for the face.
Okay.
I'm gonna go crawl. Check this out.
What? Oh, crossbow. Am I rolling for you?
Yeah.
For 1 week.
You take five. Just take a break.
Don't want to hit it. 10.
Plus 8.
Oh, plus 8. I thought it was plus 5.
Plus 8.
13.
1d8 plus 4.
Yep, that'll hit. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. 2 plus 4 is 6.
Do it. 2 plus 4 is 6. Okay.
Do it.
So, that was easy.
Do it.
Immediately, you sink it into... you kind of like put the pieces back together with one arrow.
Correct.
Through the head. And then it just falls onto the ground, dying.
Bye-bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
All right.
Bye-bye,
wait
baby,
just a fucking
baby,
second.
Bye,
okay.
Chunk, what's that in front of you?
Huh? Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh, no.
Get it out of here.
What? Is there
There's a gungan at the table.
Is he peeking? Yep. I liked when it peeked
left. I miss a friend.
One more thing. So a zombie just entered, also clad entirely in metal armor, appears. It has a ruby visor at the eye slits, making it seem like its eyes are glowing red line.
RoboCop? RoboCop?
Yeah, RoboCop.
I was thinking more...
RoboZom?
Is that a Cylon?
Cylon!
Oh, that's what they're talking about.
Yes. The red thing. It only happens in a car and Cylons.
I was thinking Cyclops.
This doesn't scan, though. It's a big kinetic blast.
Is it
read a comic.
Educate yourself, man. Educate yourself.
Okay.
So, he's green.
This one comes down over here, and he's going to hop down onto the ledge here.
My favorite is that the zombies are a little deformed.
Yeah.
Pyramids. Boss falling.
Okay. So he's going to make a surprise attack on you guys.
No!
And
how dare he?
He's gonna go after the Arakakra.
That's you.
That's me.
Yep. She's gonna shamble over. Wait, where is he? There.
He's in front of the chair.
There we go. Okay. He goes over to you, and he's gonna do. He rolled a 15 plus 3 to hit.
18.
4. 6 points of damage, bludgeoning to you, as he just kind of bops you across the face. The metal gauntleted hand feels very, very cold.
Aww.
Cheek. Okay.
Chat time! Colton says hi. Hi, Colton.
Hi, Colton.
Hey, everybody.
Watch out! Watch out!
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hug!
Oh. Oh. Right.
They match with their
group. All right, Goldie.
That's true. It's a good, good hair choice.
Can I have a staring contest with the Cyclops?
Okay.
Don't act like that's the weirdest question.
I know!
An acidic hashtag zombie ooze is happy to see you. It appears to have been shaped by a decorative jello mold.
What? A jello mold.
Jello mold.
Okay.
You like the like bunt cake jello mold?
That one only has 3.
Cute.
Hashtag chunk. Welcome back.
That's
make sure you find some milk somewhere in the next minute.
Yes.
No, not for my coffee.
Alright. You ready?
Wait, what's left?
There's two zombies right now. Yep. One with a Cylon visor and one with the...
Just wait!
An acidic hashtag zombie ooze is happy to see you.
Okay.
It appears to have been shaped by a decorative jello mold.
That was a repeat.
That was a repeat.
Repeat!
There are a lot of jello molds in this...
Apparently.
...dungeon.
People love their jello.
People really do.
What color jello is it? That's all I care about.
Would it be a jello mold?
Hashtag chunk. Welcome back. Uh-huh.
2 minutes. Chunk has 2 minutes now because the lady said.
What's happening?
Matt, get a hold of the lady.
Matt, fix it.
Control
We're
your
counting
name.
On you.
Oh no.
Jello mold.
Hello.
A hashtag zombie clad entirely in metal armor appears. It has a ruby visor at the isolate, making it seem like its eyes are a glowing red line.
Okay, all of them have been
good. Okay, we're good?
You're good.
Okay, so we have the Cylon and what else?
You have a Cylon and Jello Mold zombie.
Yellow. Okay, so yeah. I walk over to the Jello Mold zombie and I go, I don't even, should I eat it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to eat it. I take it, I go, hey, Beryl, take this. And Beryl catches it, not realizing it's a zombie, and he eats it.
Delicious Jello.
Yeah, in the meantime, I walk over to the Cylon and I go, hi, you're pretty cool looking. And I just like, I reach with my talons and I just rip its head off completely.
Wow.
And I toss it into the like against the wall. Wow. And then I look down on the ground and I go, hey, is that a giant 3-gallon jug of milk? And I found myself some milk. And so I put it in my pocket because it's like a magic pocket that I have now where I can stick big things into it. Why did I need a thing of milk? I don't know why.
Because she has the farty barty thing that can attack with milk. Pay attention.
And then, Annie comes by.
Annie!
Hi, Annie! Nice to see you! So happy to see you! And he hands us all sandwiches, so we're all starting, like, at 100%.
Yay.
Just in case, because I don't know where we are at. So we're all full level.
Right.
And then...
You're done.
And then...
Man, you ran out of time.
I love healing sandwiches.
Hey, are we going to get to see your minis?
What?
Are we going to get to see your mini thing?
What minis?
There's a camera.
They're right there.
Oh, well...
Cool.
Okay.
That's a no.
Okay. So the little dolls come back up to you. They kind of cowered into a corner while this was all happening. So the little other doll, they come running up to you, Squam, since you kind of had the most interaction with them.
I like little dolls.
They're cute. Okay. So the little straw-faced one comes running up to you and says,
I'm Straw Bundle.
Straw Bundle, it's a cute name.
That's Clay No Face.
Clay No Face?
And that's
like one word, right? Yeah. Clay No Face.
Clay No Face.
Clay No Face.
And that's Joho, the one on the
right.
Joho?
Joho.
Joho.
Draw Bundle.
Thank you, Matt.
Joho.
Thank you, Amber.
Clay No Face. Clay No Face is my buddy.
Mm.
What's his name? Jaiho?
Joho.
Joho?
Yeah.
Joho.
I'm going to call him Jaiho.
So,
Jaiho!
The as she goes down the line, they all kind of wave their hands, and the Joho tries to speak, but only stuffing comes out of his mouth.
Oh, poor baby! I'll be like, are you broken? Is he broken?
Yeah, he can't talk. Neither can he.
Well, he has no face. He's clean of face. I wouldn't expect him to talk.
We've been trapped here a long time. And we want to go home. The hags.
Ooh.
They put us their souls in these dolls.
Oh.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are you okay with these little bodies? Are you gonna want new bodies?
We're kind of dead.
Oh, okay. Then new bodies are fine.
So we don't need to worry about you then.
Perfect.
Well, if we get released, we can go. You know. The afterlife.
How do we release you?
Well, you could kill us now, but we would go into the soulmonger.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound good. Wait, is that a place or a thing?
It's the thing. The bad guy in the other room. He's working on something.
Ooh.
He's using it to bring something back to life.
That does not sound good.
Well, tell you what, little buddies.
Probably stop that.
Do you guys know a lot about this place?
We know a bit. Like, we know how to open the door. It's locked, but you have to go upstairs. There's levers, and it'll open the door. You have a key, I saw.
I do. Mm. I have a skeleton key that opens everything.
Yeah. So if you... The levers, they'll open the little slots in the door.
Uh-huh.
And you just put your key in all five of them.
You guys are so smart.
You know so much.
No, you guys have like explored this.
And then what do we do?
Together, it's good.
I don't know.
I'm sorry for the horn. I interrupted you.
An awesome Gungan appears that everyone loves and wants to be around. Oh, wait, that's something that doesn't exist. Calls everyone he's stupid. So really, it's just a normal, everyday hashtag zombie, which totally does exist.
Bless you, Feilong. Thank you. Thank you.
I was so happy, and then it took a turn. Yeah. It's okay.
Get them out of here. Naeem.
So
there's three gungans.
I need a mallet or something.
There's a mallet behind you.
What?
On the wall.
Fuck. Don't enjoy this.
Oh my god, they are there. Yeah, I can see them now.
Yes. As the dolls are talking to you, they start hearing noises coming from the upper level, and they go,
"Oh no, one's coming back again. We have to run into the corner. Can you please take care of it?"
Go hide.
Go hide in his giant pocket with the milk.
How many of them are there?
Come in here.
Okay. So you.
How many are there?
One zombie.
Just one zombie? I thought the ladies were coming.
Right
now, just a zombie is coming down the stairs.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Come here. Come in my little actually, Time Lord in. Pocket. Ouch.
Chat time. South Arc. No. We are not child friendly.
No.
Proceed.
I mean, your kids could watch the stream.
It depends on how progressive you are.
We're not responsible.
But you're going to have to explain them some things.
We use very colorful language.
Very true. All right, Squam.
What's that?
This zombie comes down the stairs that you came in through.
Ah, what a
And he's
jerk.
Going to attack you. Oh, he rolled a 2, so he does not.
That's right. I'm so intimidating.
It's true.
Happy Brock.
All right. So back to the initiative order. Gro, you are back up. You are also at the very other end of the room. How much movement speed do you have? I think it's probably 30.
Oh, I do have a javelin.
Yes, you do. You can throw it.
Ranged weapon.
Would have to give you disadvantage on it, though.
No.
Is that a kaiju on me?
Okay, but I can move, right?
Yeah, you can move, like, to get better view.
Roll up onto where you guys are.
Hey. Yeah.
And then let me just take out my little great axe.
Okay.
That was fun. I mean, I also have that leg that I've been sort of gnawing on the whole time that's also in my pack.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I have the great axe and my pack.
Sure.
Right. In the leg. Yeah. All right, but I'm gonna put that leg away because the whole time you guys been talking with those guys, I've just been eating.
Sweet.
Keep it full. Yeah, I'm gonna put that leg away. Take out my great axe.
Okay.
And can I just roll?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So I got a 15 plus 8. So
that's gonna hit.
Yeah. The number that hits. We've discovered because we've killed many a zombie. That they have a very, very low
AC. Yeah, AC. They don't have armor.
Oh.
No?
Yeah. What is their AC like? 5.
It's higher than that.
I think it's like around 10-ish.
Okay.
12, man.
It also depends on the zombie. I switch it up.
How dare you!
Oh my god.
Ryan!
All right, roll your damage.
Okay. I'm gonna roll my damage. It is a 2 plus 7.
Welcome back. 9.
9. All right.
Oh. I ordered it thick today.
Oh. What?
My drink.
Uh-huh.
I ordered it thick.
No, look at that. Gross. It's like grog.
Could stick a fork in it.
That's right, guys. I am a foot soldier.
A foot shoulder?
Oh, they said, what do you call an orc with a leg? A foot soldier.
All right. Jordy.
Yes?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to shoot them. A firebolt.
A firebolt?
Nice.
Okay. Cool. So you turn around, seeing this zombie walking down the stairs. Yeah.
Here I come, walking down the stairs. It's a zombie.
Kick.
6 plus.
What's your plus?
Plus 3.
9.
That's...
Oh. That'll hit.
Hey! What? It's less than 10.
Yeah! 2d10.
It's less than 10.
2d10.
Not that 2D. One. This one.
2d.
10. Oh. 7 plus 2 is 9.
9.
Plus anything? Or just 2d10?
Just
9?
Okay. 9. Okay.
9. Cool. Okay.
Cool.
Squam. Okay. The zombie is right behind you.
I would like to.
It's also on fire.
What? Oh, I don't care. I got Dragon Flame Blade.
Good job.
I would like to. Take my Dragon Flame Blade out.
Okay.
With a flourish, I go, ka-chapa! And stab it behind me without even looking.
Disadvantage.
Because my dragon has a mind of its own and knew that the zombie was behind it. Oh, sentient swords.
Logic.
You're lovely.
I don't,
I don't think...
Storytelling, Ryan. Storytelling.
Fine.
Great.
DM got logic.
I don't think it was logic.
12 plus 8, which is 20. Did you say you got ambered?
Yeah, you did.
1d10 plus 5, because it hit. Just letting you know. 8 plus 5 is 13.
Okay.
13 damage.
So you just stab it, and you just kind of do that one thing where you just pull it upwards as well, and you just slice. Yeah. your dragon flame blade also kind of eats a bit of it as the way mm-hmm. as it goes up.
Mm-hmm. My dragon flame blade does not care that it's on fire.
No. Sweet. All right. So the zombie has been taken care of.
Killed it.
Yes.
I killed it, Gilbert.
I killed it, Gilbert.
I killed it.
Oh my god.
I love that movie.
Gilbert. Gilbert, kill it.
It's okay, don't cry.
Oh. Alright. So, the dolls come back over. And, so yeah, they were saying that they know that there's some kind of creature being taken care of, and the hags are nursing it.
Ew. Gross.
Not like they're the...
not like that.
Not like that.
Not it's like that. The nurses that wear the little hats.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to ask them?
I want to ask them how many ladies there are.
There's three
nasty hags.
There's three of them.
Three nasty ass hags.
Yeah.
There's always three. There's
so once we're in here, what do we? Can we? Is the fog still here?
The fog is billowing from the cauldron.
Do we know what's in the cauldron? Do they know what's in the cauldron? Hey, what's in the cauldron?
I don't know.
Just some green goo.
Yeah.
Green goo.
Can we?
Good name.
Do I have an empty bottle?
What?
Does he have an empty bottle?
Who does?
I'm asking if I have an empty bottle because I don't remember.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Tails.
Well, I don't have an empty bottle.
You don't have an empty bottle.
I was gonna take some.
Okay.
How? So we can't see anything, right? Like very.
It's if you were to stand on this side, you can't see all the way to the other side. You can see like the outline of a door. But
okay, so I'm gonna walk around to take a look at what's going on. What's going on in this room?
Okay, you take a look around. You can find all the like. There's three rocking chairs that you find all the tables.
If zombies with no armor, let's fix that. A hashtag zombie shows up in armor similar to Farty Barty's old armor, only it's bigger. Much, much bigger. Like it's appropriate for busting a hulking things.
Oh boy. Well, it's a Hulkbuster.
Well.
Not an Iron Man.
Well.
Yeah. All right.
We still have the same AC.
That's true.
Cause they're zombies.
All right.
So I'm walking around and I can see what?
You walk around.
An AC of 11.
Uh-huh.
I said, that zombie can have an AC of 11.
Yeah.
Aha!
You walk around the room. You find on either side of the room there's stairs. And as you're starting to get there, you find seems to be the quietest walking zombie that you found. And it's just this great hulking, the mountain from Game of Thrones, basically.
Big guy. Undead.
Yeah, yeah exactly. So he's standing before you here.
Yeah.
In front of the door.
The big door.
And you see at the door also, there's five different, there's a triangle, a square, triangle, X square, pentagon, square. Octagon, hexagon.
PlayStation.
And they are all closed. So all the little slots are receded over.
Huh.
And the entire rest of the door is made up of different little people's skulls.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh, tasty.
You would like that.
Just got that leg, right, guys?
Yeah, as long as she has that leg.
I'm sorry, really she.
He.
Take your time with it. Don't rush through a good meal. There you go.
Okay.
Quick question. What pronoun do you prefer?
Pronoun.
What pronoun? Are you a she or a he or a they or an it?
I guess I'm a she.
She, great. Good to know. I just felt bad just missing.
Couldn't tell because you rolled a three, so.
Oh. Hey, what are your hotness?
I'm a 9.
I'm a 10.
Whoa. I forgot.
Grow sad. Grow sad. Grow not hot.
Grow probably is beautiful on the inside.
No. Okay.
Three all around then.
Are you really funny? Maybe that's
are you strong?
No? I'm strong.
There we go.
I'm good at eating leg.
Attribute.
You want some?
No.
Want
no,
some
no,
leg?
No, no, thank you. No, thank
leg?
You.
No,
thank
you.
That'd make me an abomination.
I will like it.
That's, okay. Yeah, that would be weird, eating
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, you could eat another human. That's illegal in some parts of the world.
Not in Chult, but, you know.
Not in Chult.
Okay, so... You discover the zombie at the stairs, and it rolled a 6, so it's not going to attack you this turn. But it is now Squam's turn, and she can hear scuffling happening on that side of the room. Ooh. Squam?
Squam's a what? Squam's a she?
I didn't say she.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Rewind it. Yes, you did. Squam is a boy. I say it every episode.
I know, but I didn't say she.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
You guys want to argue about this for another 5 minutes?
I sure do. I'm real stubborn.
She would.
I would.
And she'd
okay.
be right.
I would like to use an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Or two.
Huh?
I'll use two.
Okay. Go ahead.
At the zombie.
Yep. So disadvantage, though.
Why?
We'll never know.
Hashtag cucumber, I was told by chat. We are giving you GM powers because they fear the army to come. Be free.
Yeah!
Well.
All right. So, first things first, I get my Eldritch Blast back because I've forgotten to do that for freaking weeks. So I have my Eldritch Blast back and I hold up my little hands.
Yeah.
And I get up. And I, crap, what's going on around me?
There's a Hulkbuster zombie.
Oh! So I use Misty Step and Squam.
Yes.
Squam, you and I, we do like the Nightcrawler thing where I'm like poofing around using Misty Step and I'm like unbuckling all of his armor. I'm like, poof,
oh.
Poof,
cute.
Until eventually there's like no armor left. And then I take out the bolo.
Uh-huh.
And I like walk slowly around him. And I tie him up and then I pull it taut and he falls apart into little meat slices on the ground. Yeah.
That sounds about right. You got a little bit more time.
You got time.
A little bit more time. Suddenly I sprout wings.
Hey, look at that.
That's useful.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful silver wings that match my silvery hair.
Okay.
Yes. Do I still have time?
Nope.
Damn it.
And you hit a bar song and the deck for many days.
Hey.
Fantastic.
So, you're doing percussion?
Are you gonna do the deck first, or are we singing?
No,
first?
We're singing! And
we're singing
5, 6, 7, 8!
That's fast.
That's slow? 5, 6, 7, 8!
We're in a dungeon, we're gonna fight some things in the night. We met a half-orc, she was in a cage. We freed her and she went into a rage. Oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. She's gonna eat a leg or two. Help me, cucumber, help me out. I don't know what this song's about.
Bro was in a cage, now she's not. Bro was in a cage, now she's not. She ate a bunch of... Well, what happened to me? Skibbity boop 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 boop. It just bit one. Giant baby came down the stairs. Giant baby came down the stairs. We killed the dead. We killed the dead. We killed the dead. We killed the dead. Then there was some other things. I went up and did some stuff. I'm terrible at this and go. Just pop it up, pop it down.
I ate leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. Ooh.
No.
Fancy.
Let's answer it.
Yeah, come on.
Who is it?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it girl.
Hello. I eat leg.
There's
I eat leg.
Down in the dungeon?
Yeah, there's cell service, apparently.
Apparently. All right.
What's the deck say?
The deck says, this is the star card.
Is it for?
It is for...
It's for nobody.
Nobody.
It's for Beryl.
Oh joy.
What's up?
Good.
Beryl, this is you increase one of your ability scores by 2.
Ooh!
Hey.
Yeah.
Give me that dexterity.
Okay.
There you go. So that puts me at 12, so now I have a plus...
Plus 2, I believe.
Plus 2?
Why plus do I have one? The word Quavo written on there? Plus oh, that one? Was that guy's name that died. It's like, why? I've been staring at it forever. It's the guy.
Yep.
It's our last companion.
Yes, he is.
Dead now.
All right. So the...
The
dolls walk back up to you.
Our dolls, they're so cute.
And the you see the clay faced one wander over to you and just
my favorite. Yes, I pick him up.
Cool.
I pat his little head.
Yep. So you he kind of like finds a place for
yes, be on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Be on my shoulder.
Uh huh. And then the
sitting like this.
Yeah.
Kicking.
Yep.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah, and so the other two kind of like look to you guys, and it's like,
can we?
Well, the straw doll is like, can we go with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I try taking just? I'm just gonna like kind of gently bite, just like take a little bite out of the straw doll.
Huh? Okay.
I'm just gonna.
Don't do that. They're living.
They're friends. They're friends.
They're dolls. They're friends. Not. They're not food. They're not meat. Yeah. They're straw.
Good.
And all you taste is just. Rotten straw.
Yep. It's gross. Don't eat that.
Grow no light.
You'll learn. It's okay. You'll learn what's food and what's not. You've been in a cage.
Leg's still good.
Yep, so just keep eating that leg.
The straw doll runs away and goes up to you, Beryl. It's like, can I join you?
Sure.
My buddy.
Yeah, hop on.
Okay.
Since I'm smaller, he gets a full piggyback ride.
That's true.
Oh, my buddy.
All right, and the other one goes over to you.
Joho.
Joho.
He's the monkey with the tricycle butt.
Yep. I'll take it. Come on.
How's he going to be on your shoulder?
He asked for being let up, but he coughs and stuffing comes out of his mouth.
You should use him as
mouth.
A vehicle.
Sad.
Ooh. I could be on a little unicycle.
Oh, I could. I'm going to pick him up and just have him hold for my neck.
Gotcha. All right. Like this. So he's a big necklace.
And I go, I'm going to ride you later.
Yeah. You see a bit of stuffing fly out of his mouth very quickly.
Gross.
He wants it.
Big gungans up in my
mouth. All right. Sure. So you guys want to explore the rest of these rooms?
Yes.
Yes, I would like to say, hey guys, remember when the little our little buddies were talking to us and they said that there's 5 different rooms and they said there's levers in each of the rooms?
Yes.
I think we should go. And since I have the only key, we should all go together just in case there's like bad guys in there. Is that a good idea?
That's a good idea.
Yes. Come with us?
More legs.
More legs,
we'll
possibly.
More legs.
Yeah,
maybe.
That is possible.
Maybe.
It's a possibility. Yeah, shall we just explore the closest room?
Keep an eye on that one.
The nearest room.
Nearest
room. Look delicious.
She'll befriend us.
Okay.
It's a half orc. It's like a puppy. You guys just gotta be stern with them, and then they
slow eater.
Wow. Slow eater.
It's good.
Slowly I eat and bite.
So we go to the first door.
Yes. All right. So you walk up the stairs, and you make your way into the left here. And as you enter the room, you see in the very center, it's a 15 by 15 foot room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And in the very center, there is a small crystal sphere that goes length of the ceiling, all the way from the floor to the ceiling.
Is it solid, or is it like a tube?
It's a tube, and it seems to be emitting light.
Okay.
Also, inside is a little pedestal and a lever. But it's surrounded by a giant glass wall.
Cool.
There is, however, when you look at it, a little 1-inch wide triangular cut all the way through the glass.
Huh.
Facing the lever where you could pull it. But it's 1-inch wide.
Is it?
1-inch wide.
It's also, a puzzle, guys. We're bad at puzzles.
Yeah.
So you get the idea. Intelligence check.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's mine.
You can do this too.
Oh, I get a plus 2.
Hey. Intelligence, you say?
Plus 1.
I got a plus 3.
Minus intelligence?
I got 1.
A natural 1.
A natural 1. Plus 1, though.
Oh, well.
So 2.
You got a 5.
You're still eating your leg. You're just not even caring about this puzzle.
You got a 19.
Ooh.
And I got a 6. Plus 3 is 9.
All right. So you know that you could fit inside the glass tube if you were to find a way in. You also think that some sort of spell might be able to affect the lever.
Hey, a spell?
Can I try... Hold on. Can I try Mage Hand?
You can try Mage Hand.
I'll try Mage Hand.
All right. So you reach out with your mind.
Mage Hand, pull the lever!
And you try and like you feel your mind wrap around the lever. And you start to pull it. It's just a little too heavy for that spell.
I had an idea and then I lost it.
But you said the tube can hold one of us, right?
It just can
the
opening fit a person is tiny? Inside, yes.
I would like to Misty Step inside the tube.
Okay.
And I would like to pull the lever.
Cool. How's the Misty Step?
It's my little.
Oh yeah, you're teleporting.
Yeah. Cool. So you Misty Step inside, and you kind of fidget around, and you're able to pull the lever, and you click it.
Yes.
Got it.
As that happens, I'm going to use one of the meat bags things that I had it early on.
Yep.
Someone, Keen, asked for this earlier. It was immediately either Amber or Chunks' worst nightmare jumps out at them and scares them.
Well.
So I'll roll.
Yeah, you tell us.
Yeah, you tell us.
Don't give
I was
going to rock,
paper, scissors, but that's hard. I just don't know how to
do it. My worst nightmare is tons springs. Of money.
It was Squam or Amber's worst nightmare.
My like Amber's.
He said Amber or Chunk.
What's my worst nightmare?
Someone chewing really loudly.
Yes.
maybe some pizza in the back seat.
No, I won't be that mean. I'm gonna say something with a big bowl of noodles, slurping it up, and it's like a really hot bowl of noodles, so it can burn us.
Okay.
That's their weapon, is a bowl of noodles.
Very
like,
good.
You know when people slurp up noodles, they go... Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. But like, these are, this noodle-y stuff is like super hot, and it's going like, the noodles are like, plop, 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 so it's like flinging.
Sure.
Hot, boiling water.
All right, so.
That's my worst nightmare. Slurping sounds!
Yeah, Amber has a real problem with slurping sounds.
Yeah. I have a real problem.
I don't know what
with...
the big deal is.
Like violently. Violent reactions.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about me right now. Let's get real. Here we go. I can't stand slurping, mouth eating, like chewing noises. It literally causes a visceral reaction in me. Fight or flight, and I choose fight. So I need to punch it. Stop it, Ryan. I will throw things at you. I will literally throw things and break what you just worked on so hard last night. We'll break it all. I'm sorry. I told you guys it's like zero to violence real fast. Okay.
I understand.
So, yeah, I know you do. You get my zero to violence.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my worst nightmare is somebody okay. chewing real loud.
So a man sitting like in a chair with a bowl of noodles.
Is he blonde?
Complete huh? dick.
No. He's just slurping them.
Now he's being mean.
You see the noodles just start animating themselves out of the bowl and start wrapping around your neck.
No!
Spaghetti monster! Oh, so soon?
You take 6 points of damage as the hot noodles start burning your skin.
They're and like so going loud. In her ear and going...
And now the resonation from the bowl that he's slurping from is just...
Did you say 8 or 6?
6. Yeah.
I hate you. I hate you both!
I barely did it.
You did it before.
I know, I'm real good at it both.
Dicks.
Alright. We can keep the same initiatives or
fine. I'll...
Okay.
I don't want to roll.
Good.
Maybe 8.
I rolled badly.
Bless you!
Alright, so grow.
Huh?
Grow.
Oh,
Grow.
You see a noodly man starting to strike one of your friends.
Oh, delicious! Delicious! Delicious!
Okay.
Eat now!
Is she still raging?
Eat!
Yeah, it's been enough time. She's still raging.
You're still raging.
Yeah, I'm still raging.
Yeah.
It's been within 4 hours of a medically...
Yeah.
Blind rage.
Cool. When you reckless attack, I get advantage on you, right?
I believe I get advantage on strength.
Right.
Plus, like, if somebody surprises me, I don't get surprised.
Okay.
Because I'm literally just like... Bah!
Okay.
Just rage.
I would like to eat this. The noodles. Noodles.
Yes.
And the man?
Or just noodles.
All of it, really. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's threatening new friend.
Mr. Paul for like a week. Okay, so I'm going to say this is probably going to be a grapple check.
Grapple check!
Ooh. So, yeah, you roll your strength, and I'll roll my strength to see what happens.
Okay, the texture of apples.
Not good. Not good.
I got 19.
I got a 4.
Hey! I got 19 plus 8.
Got a 19, but our mind.
So you walk over, oop, and you die. No. You walk over.
Who let the hipster in here? A hipster-looking hashtag zombie is there for reasons even he doesn't understand. I doubt he keeps trying to convince everyone his name is Joe Canadian Guy to Lozo. He's lying.
What?
What?
What? Okay.
Some hipster zombie named Joe.
All right.
Can I eat him too?
Yes.
Can I eat the hipster zombie?
You can eat anybody who is not us or the little straw people.
Okay.
That's true.
And if any Gungans show up,
don't
eat
them.
Them.
Oh, and never eat Annie because he brings us health sandwiches.
Yeah, I've made my peace with Annie. He's
Annie's
all right.
Cool.
He's a good kid.
Yep. Annie is a small little man who wears a diaper and runs through giving us sandwiches.
Too complicated for Gro.
Yes.
Too fast.
Gro, no remember.
It's fine. It's okay. Goodbye.
Oh, good initiative. Yep. All right. So the you are grappling now with the noodle man.
Noodle man.
You're like slowly eating all of the bowl of his noodles.
Yum.
So he takes 5 points of damage from the noodle loss. All right. And now also walking in. Is a zombie you see now entering the doorway. Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Joe.
You're lying.
Insight check.
Chat told me that you're lying. But sure, I got a 2.
You got a 2? You don't know.
Dang. That's insight. I got a +5, 7.
Still don't know? Hey, you think he's just being a schmuck.
But you're a schmuck.
All right.
Don't know if you're lying.
So now on initiative,
you're very schmucky.
We are at Jordy's turn.
Ah! I run over to the hipster kid.
Okay.
And I smack his Starbucks out of his hand.
Yes.
And then I, with my other hand, I snap. I knock the records he's holding under his arm.
Those were first pressings.
Yeah. Do you flick out his Apple AirPods?
Yeah. Flick out his Apple AirPods, and then I fire both of them up close.
Hashtag zombie snooting zombie female walks into the room and keeps evil eyeing Squam every time you make a noise. The zombie must be a critic of entertainment.
Basically me criticizing myself. Snooty woman.
I think it's your Margaritaville lady.
Margaritaville lady?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's a story. For a later time. Nah, man. We saw a show. We saw Escape from Margaritaville in New York. And this lady, everybody was living their best life, enjoying all the Jimmy Buffett songs. Yep. And this one lady, every time anybody was like, yes, so good, she was like, what? She was so snooty. So, it's her.
It's her.
It's her.
Okay.
She's so snooty.
So snooty.
Okay, so I keep going. And then I just firebolt from up close.
Okay.
All those things were for bonus actions.
I assume so,
yeah.
Except for the firebolt.
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 20.
20?
Yes!
Woo! Oh my.
Natural 20.
I was like, it was pointed at his face. Like, I literally held it like 2 inches from his face.
Yeah.
Okay. I doubled the dice, right?
You doubled the dice.
Yes!
2d10s. 4d10s!
Yeah. You only got 4.
So that's 8. That's so pretty 8. Good.
All
right. I guess.
I'll
eight
take
out
that.
8 out of 40.
Cool.
Potential 40.
Tight.
Cool. Tight.
All right. Excuse me. Okay. So it is now Squam's turn.
That's me.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I am going to go over to this snooty bitch.
Yaw.
And I am going to ice knife her right between her stupid glasses because she's so snooty.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ice knife her. I forgot how ice knife works. It's a spell, so I roll. You get a 19.
Okay, that'll hit.
Plus 6, definitely hits.
My drink!
I got you, buddy.
Hey, Joe.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
It does 1d10 piercing.
This one was really
good. And I'm going to use it as a third level. So I do 3d6 as.
3d!
1d10.
Oh, wait, no, I need 2d6 now.
You are.
So that's 3, 9, 10. That's 10 damage to her stupid face and her stupid glasses.
Okay.
This is gonna sound great.
A magical Gungan hashtag zombie appears both in front of the group and is constantly on screen in front of Beryl.
Okay.
The zombie covers him on screen and cannot disappear off the screen while undead.
What?
Disappear.
Disappear.
Yes, you can't disappear.
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 Okay.
But then did she make a dexterity saving throw?
Not yet.
To see if she is saved from the explosion?
She is.
She's saved?
Yes. Does she take half or is it just
nothing? No, she just doesn't take any.
So she took some damage.
Fine.
Alright. Alright. Now the Gungan magical zombie appears in front of people's. Alright. And it is going to lash out at...
Do we have four enemies?
You have three. Well, four, yeah. Four.
Am I done eating this bowl of noodles yet?
Oh.
Don't spend all your time dealing with these zombies. We've got to finish the campaign tonight. Right? Let's clean these zombies up. Hashtag Goldie.
All right. You got a minute to do whatever you'd like.
Literally whatever.
Go nuts.
You can kill all these zombies.
I finish this leg that I've been gnawing on.
A skeletal now. Wait.
No, and then I go really rage mode, and then I just wreck everything, and I kind of destroy probably some artifacts in the room that maybe I shouldn't destroy, but I really just kind of go rage, and I destroy all the zombies, especially the hipster zombie, because that made me mad. That made me so mad. And then, I don't know, my feet suddenly become like duck feet.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like flapping around and I'm just enjoying life. Because life is good. And then, oh, magically, another leg! Leg part two! And I'm just eating the leg part two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more time.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm just now floating for no reason with my duck feet, but I just kind of sort of float above the ground.
Okay.
Like how much?
Like about, I would say like 5 inches. So like, I'm kind of floating, but I'm enjoying eating my leg.
She's like,
it's like an even better tasting leg than the first leg. It's like a magic.
Because it's not rotten flesh anymore or anything like
that. Rotten flesh is the best part of the leg. So it's really delicious.
That's good.
Wait, the zombies die?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Kill them all in a big rage.
Kill them all in a ragey rage.
Why is your best?
What?
Especially the stupid lady.
Yes. So as Gro comes out of her out of her rage induced frenzy, you just see bits and pieces of zombie parts all over the place. There's noodles everywhere. Some that she's eaten, some that she hasn't. All the ones that were wrapped around your neck are just kind of deanimated now.
Yay. Good.
Yes.
My friend is free.
Yay! You go, bro.
Leg.
No.
Just for you.
More leg for me.
More leg for bro.
You earned it.
I give a little high five to my buddy.
You're a growing half-orc.
Yeah. He's like.
Okay.
You also notice you're now floating. But you didn't tell me that you could move while floating, so you're floating.
I don't know, guys, why I float, and I'm stuck here. Can I paddle? I'm going to start paddling a little with
my
hands.
You feel more like you're like a helium balloon that has no, so you basically cast the float spell, which is not, it basically turns off gravity.
Right.
Hey.
There's still air.
So can I
though.
Move? Yeah. Am I?
You have to have someone else push you.
No, that's fine. I got wings. You got wings. You. Can
I gotta start forward. Yeah. Anybody got rope? I got a rope.
We got a rope.
Tie me to you.
Done. I tie her to me.
Okay. Fair enough.
She goes where I go.
All right. So you look around the rest of the room, and you don't see anything besides this lever that was meant to be.
Didn't he pull it? Because he
pulled it, and then the noodle man came out.
Yeah. Am I still in the tube?
You are.
Great.
Come back out. Wait, does that mean we're done with this room?
Yes.
Okay.
Once he Misty steps out.
Yeah. Come on, Misty, step out.
Okay, Misty, step out.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go to the next room.
All right.
We got a campaign to finish.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you head down, you keep going into this
room. We go to the next closest room.
Yes.
There we all are, in the next closest room.
Yes. All right.
Room two.
Room two.
The room two.
You come up to this doorway here, and you see that it has a door on.
A door?
A door.
A doorway with a door? Good job,
guys. Complex.
Complex. Yeah. The hardest thing for adventurers, a door. You see... carved into it is a square.
Okay. Oh, there was the controller earlier, right?
What?
Never mind. Go on.
You.
Was a
this is the square room.
Square room.
What was all the last
square
one was a triangle?
Square room.
Okay. So you try the door handle and it is unlocked.
Yes.
So you go inside.
Go in.
And,
wait! It's unlocked, right? It's unlocked. Kick it open.
Okay.
Perfect.
You kick it open and it swings out wide. The first thing you see is billions of pieces of paper swirling around the room. Do you walk inside?
My Hogwarts letter! Gotta catch it. Harry, just pick it off the ground. There's a million of them on the ground. Why did you want to catch it in the air?
Because it's not fun.
Because he has to prove that he's a good seeker.
Ah,
so
paper.
Do you enter the room? Yeah. Right now, Jordy.
Stop answering or asking us questions, because when you ask us questions, I get scared.
I walk in. I walk in and I grab the first piece of paper that I can.
Okay.
I'm tied to you.
Yeah.
So I gotta go. eating.
Yeah. All right.
She's living the good life right now. Eating, doesn't have to think about where she's going.
Okay.
The best.
So you make it inside.
Yeah.
And Jordy grabs a piece of paper. You look at it, and it is a spell. From a wizard's handbook.
Oh.
Or spellbook.
I would like to grab another piece of paper and compare it to see if they're the same or
different.
Spell. Oh. I grab two.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, when I do something, suddenly it's bad.
Well, apparently you grab two.
I'm going to piece of paper accidentally stick to the leg that I'm eating, so then I pull it off.
Blood paper.
Oh, okay.
I'm floating behind them and not paying attention, but then one of the pieces of paper sticks to the leg, and I'm like, oh, gross, paper.
Sure. They're like, ooh, wrapper. Keep that clean.
So, your paper, and one of your papers stays, but everything else turns to ash immediately. All the paper in the room falls into the center and starts coalescing into a creature.
Golem.
What does my paper say?
Yeah, what do our papers say?
Okay. So yours is a level 2 spell.
Who? Who's you?
Sorry, Squam.
Ooh, me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Level 2 spell?
Yes. It is the spell Alter Self.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And then you, Jordy, yours, you read, is a 5th level spell.
Ooh.
Big B's Hand.
Huh?
Isn't that the big bad wolf from Fable?
Hey, DM, usually when people go, huh? It means they want you to repeat what you just said.
Big B's Hand.
Big B's Hand.
Big B's Hand.
B. Oh, right. Big B.
And then,
Barrel.
You have a level 3 spell on yours.
Uh-huh.
It is. this one is Dispel Magic.
Cool.
Yeah.
I will hang on to that in my pocket.
Cool. So you can kind of use them like Spell Scroll.
Yes.
What does mine do?
Big B's Hand?
What
you
level
summon
is
a
yours?
Spectral hand and you can like move objects with it, punch things.
What level is
it? It's like a big mage hand.
Level 3.
It's like a really big mage hand, yeah.
Okay.
Essentially.
What does this creature want?
The creature is going to fight you. I need you all to roll initiative.
I'm still writing, hold on.
Okay.
You guys could have talked while I was writing.
No, we're waiting for you.
No.
Wait. I got a 17 plus a 4, which is a 22. Uh-huh. He got a 2. Do you have a plus anything?
Plus 2.
Plus 2 is 4. He got a 4?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a plus anything?
I now do, and now I have a plus 1, I think?
It's a
plus
5.
Two? Yeah.
Okay.
What do you get?
Goldie.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, was I supposed to roll?
Initiative, please.
Oh, roll initiative. Done. 20.
20?
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
Okay. Like me. So, all of this, all the paper material starts to swarm and coalesce into this giant bat-winged monstrosity.
Cute.
It has this long, pointy nose.
Adorable.
And ears that go up to a point about here. And its wings kind of match that same pointy look.
Enjoy this.
Its claws stretch out about 2 feet from its body.
I name him Spindy!
Okay.
Name is Spindy.
Spindy it is. Spindy.
Spindy the pointy guy.
Okay. And it's just swirling around. All around its body, it's just little bits of dust.
Cute.
Hmm. Anyone wants to roll a nature check? Can you figure out what this actually is, if you might have encountered it before.
It's a Spindy. Yeah.
I got a plus 4 to that.
I got 16 plus...
Oh, you good.
Get away. Plus 7. So it's like a 25.
That's pretty good. All right, you know this to be a dust mephit.
Dust mephit?
Yes.
I'm just combining every word into one word. I'm Germaning it.
Another Gungan hashtag zombie jumps out of nowhere. Surprisingly, it's almost a mirror image of Beryl and keeps saying he's so happy to be a Gungan and use a plus 2 in on attacks against the real Beryl.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good to me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. God damn it.
I just like to, I just picture going, Misa happy! Misa happy! Misa happy!
So many Gungans!
That's good!
You
That's
love it!
Good
you love it!
I hate it.
Conflicted!
Don't be conflicted, they're shitty! They're terrible! I hate them so much!
I like the Elder on Gungan, he was funny!
Boss Nass? No, he's alright.
Boss Nass?
Boss Nass, yeah.
He's like,
he holds the big ball at the end.
Well, that smells stink whiff.
Hey, Dawn and Soltar singing? Rude.
All right.
Ow-woo! Ow-woo!
So, Gro, you see this little dust mephit appear in front of you.
Dust mephit.
And immediately Squam shouts out, Spindaloo! Spindaloo! Not in that voice, obviously.
No, that's not my voice. Spindy!
Spindy! So, being Gro, I look at that and I think, Pepper? Lay?
Look like Pepper.
Pepper. Pepper leg! I'm gonna actually, can I maul this one?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's maul.
I see that she's like going into it, like she's like getting foamy, so I like
shove her into it.
I go, wah!
Okay. All right.
So tied
all
to me,
it.
So I'm like anchoring her so she doesn't float away.
I'm still reckless attacking, or am I not?
Reckless attack is, I think, different each turn. You are always in a rage.
Oh, that's right. So I'm still in a rage.
You're still in a rage, yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna, because why not? Let's reckless attack some more. So I'm just gonna roll this. Roll that. And I got 20.
Your dice love
me. Yeah, my dice love me. So
all right.
20 plus 8, so that's 28. I think I hit him.
Yeah.
I think I hit Peppers.
Yeah, you hit him.
You've got the Peppers.
Got the Peppers. And then I'm just gonna roll one just for you. Oh, wait, no, 2d6s. My bad.
Thank you.
Ooh, I like this.
Have some self-respect.
I do. I'm self-respecting myself right now.
He's like a puppy.
Oh, spirit with Maul, it's 2d6, so I add the 6s together, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. So I got 11
okay.
plus 7. So 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I'm trying to maul it into pepper for my legs.
Ah, I gotcha. Yeah. So you're just creating clouds and clouds of dust. And it's just a lot of it is getting on your leg.
Pepper.
And you're kind of rubbing it in as you're doing pepper. It, kind of giving it a nice... yeah.
The now chat's just pointing out that she critted in case you forgot.
Sorry?
Nothing. I'm just saying the chat's pointing out that she critted in case you forget.
Oh, yeah. I critted.
Nat 20.
Right. Yeah, so that's double dice.
Oh, yes.
So whatever your dice roll was, but without the modifier...
Yes.
...that you add... You multiply it by two.
Sure. So I got 11, so that's 22.
Okay.
Yep. Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Ow!
That's a lot of pepper.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Cool. Cool. The dust method just kind of like you see parts of it like the cloud like disappear and some of it like all those dust that was around him starts trying to fill in the gaps that you kind of have messed with. Now Squam.
What's up?
Up to you.
Was my turn?
Ah.
I'm gonna
taste like dust.
This tastes like dust.
I'm gonna
actually, it tastes like burnt paper.
I'm gonna Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Into its face.
Do ahead and try.
Boom, boom, boom. Do that. I got an 8 and a 16.
Both do. Oh, right. Modifier.
Plus 6.
Plus 6?
Yeah. So that 16 turns into a 22, and that 8 turns into a 14.
The 14 doesn't hit.
Boom.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But the 22, though.
That sure does.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
8.
8 damage.
8 damage.
Okay. Fantastic. There's basically more of a cloud of dust than there is a Mephit right now.
Fine.
Uh-huh. But he's still standing.
That's uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mm-hmm. The uh-huh. zombie.
All right.
What about him?
Is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Is this a zombie?
Bah, bah, bah.
There's a
Gungan zombie.
There's a Gungan zombie.
I forgot.
Yes.
I forgot about the Gungan zombie because he was so happy.
And he's right behind Beryl.
There's
a method.
He's so kawaii. He does.
Kawaii.
Kawaii.
Roll light.
Uh-oh. All right.
Grow like kawaii.
Kawaii. I rolled an 8 on the zombie attacking Beryl.
Oh, but he was
fine.
Oh, no. He's
huh?
fine.
Yeah, he doesn't get him. But then the Mephit is going to do a thing called Blinding Breath. The Mephit exhales a 15-foot cone of blinding dust, so that's everybody.
Oh, no!
Everyone in the
too
area
much pepper.
Must succeed, yes, on a DC dexterity saving throw.
My mouth is open!
Dexterity saving throw.
I'd be on.
I now get a plus.
Now I got pepper in my mouth. Okay.
Okay.
I gotta get to my
dexterity save.
Saving throw.
I got 17.
You succeed.
Yep.
You survive. <fine.
laughs> Too much pepper. Also pepper everywhere. Cucumber got a 12.
Plus 2.
14.
That's like 14. My stat went up.
Okay.
He's got a 15.
Okay.
18.
And I have an 18. Plus, what is it, dexterity?
Yeah.
Plus 6.
All right.
Hey, we're
so,
all okay.
Cucumber.
Fuck.
Not for you. Your barrel immediately goes blind. The dust just gets into your eyes, and for the next minute, you are blinded.
No, blinded by the dust.
Guys, guys, I can't see.
Oh no, too much pepper.
Sucks to be you. All
right. So after that, it is now Beryl's turn.
Here,
it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Do I know where the nearest zombie? Yeah. I point him in the right direction. I go, okay, you ready, buddy? Do what you need to do. Okay. So now I Eldritch Blast. I'm like,
All right. So wonga, wonga, wabba, boom. You would have had disadvantage if you were just casting innately, but since he's helping you, I'll give you advantage, and it'll just negate. So you're rolling normal.
Okay.
Okay.
Wabba, 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 wabba.
He got a 3 and a 9.
Plus 6.
Well, no. I said he was rolling normal.
That is normal. One for each
hand. Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yes, plus 6.
Plus 6.
3 hit.
So 3 plus 6 is 9.
Yeah.
And 19... No, 9. Yeah. I moved the die.
Yeah.
9 plus 9 is...
9
plus 6 is 15.
There we go.
Yep.
Okay. So the 15...
Does a 15 hit?
The 15 hits.
Yay!
3.
3 damage? Okay.
Yeah. Great. Why did I want that back so bad?
But sometimes it's good.
That's true.
We can get up to 20.
Hashtag zombie cucumber that only yells at the top of their felted lungs, do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
Slip me in!
I feel like Matt just needs his own little mic. Just like say things and do.
There's a little picture in picture on this.
We have a corridor yeah, full of zombies. Okay. Ba-ba-ba.
Do a barrel roll. That's what you're yelling.
Yeah. No, the zombie, I thought. The zombie,
you hear it down the,
huh?
Yeah.
The zombie cucumber.
Zombie cucumber is walking down the hallway.
Do a barrel roll.
But at the top of it.
Okay.
What is happening over here?
We're disagreeing emphatically.
Hmm. Okay.
Ow! You hit me with your nose.
I wish I could do that.
You don't have a nose.
I know.
Okay. So, cucumber did his thing. It is now Jordy's turn.
Oh! That thing's still alive?
It is barely. Like,
okay, I'm gonna frostbite him.
Okay.
You have to do a constitution.
Constitution?
Constitution.
Man, I wish you were doing.
I got a 2. So that's not gonna happen.
You're just gonna die!
Yeah, probably.
2d6.
I'm dead.
I rolled a 20.
Even just the lowest.
20.
Huh?
She rolled a 20.
I rolled a 20 because I thought I was supposed to roll. Oh, shit.
No, okay.
6.
It's still dead. All right.
So you
wipe it out.
Yay.
Yes.
You said dead.
All right.
So you said dead, mother effer.
Why'd you say to yourself?
There's okay. 2 remaining zombies hanging in the hallways. One of them is going to attack Beryl.
Yeah.
He got a natural 20.
But.
For 8. 10 points of bludgeoning damage to you as it rakes across your back.
It what?
Rakes.
There it is.
With a cast.
Ow!
How much?
10.
Stings, man.
All right, Grow, your turn.
Grow. Go. I put back the leg that I've just been constantly gnawing on this entire time.
Yep. Good.
So there's 2 zombies
in
left,
the hallway,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are they?
There's one that's just saying do a barrel roll.
Or... Okay, that's cucumber.
Okay, that one is more annoying. So I want to kill that one first.
Okay.
Because it's yelling.
Because it's rolling.
What's wrong with yelling?
A lot.
Fine.
Do a barrel roll.
Wait, what? What? Is that your meat?
Yes.
Try it again.
Nine attack. Yeah.
That will hit.
Okay. Yeah. And then
I like that he has to.
Let me see. I use my great axe, so
there you go.
I do.
3 plus 7.
I do when I'm laughing. Okay. Not when I'm talking.
Cool.
We're all arguing over here. Meanwhile, they're playing the game.
We serious. Play with leg.
All right, Squam.
What's up?
Your turn.
I feel like it's my turn a lot.
Well, there's only 4 of us.
That's true.
Guys, some help. They have me captured here playing D&D.
We do.
Oh, that's true. You were chained to the desk last week.
Yeah.
That's Luke back there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use
Huh? You use your.
I'm gonna use my flame blade. I love my dragon flame blade. It's my favorite weapon.
I'll steal it later.
No! My dragon flame blade is my favorite. I'm gonna use it. My dragon flame blade.
Yeah.
The non cucumber zombie, which is. Oh no, it's a Gungan, huh?
Is that
the Gungan?
Yeah.
I'm gonna attack cucumber then.
No, save some for me.
Okay, then I'm gonna. So it's okay for me to attack the Gungan.
I'll attack
the Gungan with my dragon flame blade.
Okay,
fine choice.
All right, so roll an attack.
I will. I wish to slice him in the collarbone.
Okay.
The right side, his right, not mine.
Okay.
So specific all of a sudden.
I know.
Wow.
I need to tell my dragon exactly where to go.
I see.
Or he doesn't listen to me. 18!
Okay,
I told you. If I tell you exactly where to go.
Damage.
Damage is 1d10. Is this one? Plus 5. 4 plus 5 is 9.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Look at how great my flame blade is. Oh my god.
Look.
Whoa. Can I do a hair toss flame blade dance?
Yeah, one of them.
Okay, so sometimes Chunk gets attacked, you just cleave it right down the collarbone. But now the Gungan one retaliates for him as the other one falls over dead.
How dare it?
He's going to hit, and he does 4 points of bludgeoning damage to you.
Who's you?
Me.
Squam. It's Squam. All right. It is now back up to Beryl's turn.
Yay! Yeah.
All right. All right. See one zombie standing before you now.
Yeah. It's the me?
It is the you.
Whoa, you made... Whoa.
Cucumber. Right.
No, wait. No, that one got killed. Sorry.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you not save me some of that?
I aim for the Gungan.
I killed the Gungan. I went for the Gungan.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. She was saving the cucumber for me.
Got it. All right. Still, same.
I look the most beautiful zombie I've ever seen in the face. And I go, wobble, who's your I'm so sorry. Wobble, wobble, wobble.
Okay.
Eldritch blast it.
Two hands. 5 and 5.
5 and 5 damage?
Thick. Plus 6 each.
11 and 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So you walk up to it, and you put your hands on his... you didn't. That wasn't damage?
No, that was to hit.
Oh, okay.
11
yeah.
and 11.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
11! 11. And 11!
Funny enough, he got 11.
Yeah. Hey. 11!
Total.
Fair enough. Still the same. You go up to him, and you just put your hands out in front of you, a few inches away from each other, and you just incinerate him.
Kaboom. It's all Jeff Bridges on the bridge with Cole.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so sorry.
All right. So you clear the room.
Wait, so what happened to the cucumber's body?
What?
What happened to cucumber's body?
It falls to the ground with whatever's left of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I walk over and I look at whatever's left of its head.
Okay.
And I like turn it face down and then I step on it.
Oh.
Damn.
Just into the dirt.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's so unnecessary.
So and then I turn and I'm like, are you going to eat that?
Do you want some?
Whoa!
Go for it.
I got legs still. I'm good.
Okay. Leg is better than zombie.
Yeah.
All right. So you notice as you look around the room, there is a metal plate bolted at the back wall. And the lever that comes off it, though, is ghostly.
Huh.
Would you say ghastly?
Ghostly.
Ghostly.
So it's all
that is where we're going to take a break.
Hey!
What? Break thing.
Already break time.
All right. So we'll be back in just a little bit of time. And we will see you then.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Roll it.
Break time.
Roll it.
Hello and welcome to Dungeon Incorporated. We appreciate your interest in the roguelike program and your willingness to participate in our clinical trials. At Dungeon Incorporated, we value data above all else. It is data that we need and data that brings you here today. Remember to take your medication. Using the patented roguelike EEG system, we will subject you, willingly of course, to a simulation generated by our extensive analyst focus group. These simulation scenarios will extract your brainwaves, data, and log them into our ever-growing roguelike database. Your brain and creative reaction to our voluntary scenarios will help us at Dungeon Incorporated to create the ideal role-playing game scenario.
Don't forget to take your medication.
Voluntarily. The roguelike system building a better RPG with the voluntary use of your brain. Data at Dungeon Incorporated.
Oh no!
Yay!
Regresamos con el show!
Regresamos!
Regresamos!
Yay! So welcome back.
Oh boy!
Yes, we are in a room with what was flying paper that turned into a dust muffet.
A dust muffet?
And there's a ghost handle.
Muffet, muffet.
What? I think there's a ghost lever.
There's a ghost lever on the wall back here.
Ghost lever.
Ghosty lever.
Should we remind them about Loot Crate?
Oh,
yes!
Oh yeah. Guess what, guys? If you weren't here for the beginning of the show, I'm being sponsored by Loot
Crate.
And not only are we being sponsored, but we also love Loot Crate.
Yeah.
You sign up, you get a cool little surprise box in the mail. Surprise box in the mail. And this month, they have a Back to the Future.
Yeah.
t-shirt, among other stuff, some D&D stuff, some Sonic the Hedgehog stuff. So sign up. Go to lootcrate.com/HyperRPG and use the code playback,
playback
to get 20% off.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Super fun.
Super fun. So do it. Look Great is the best.
Look at it.
Look Great brings the presents. Look Great is a surprise box that you get in the mail. It's like Christmas every month. Don't have to wait till the end of the year. You can get a surprise now. Big presents inside.
Big presents inside.
Also, you can get the big Loot Crate, which is also pretty cool.
Ooh.
It's ginormous.
Yeah.
Right. Back to the game. To the game. Also, you can do things. You can there are incentives. So
$20 if you want. $20, you can get a zombie that drops into the game.
Yep.
For $50, you can give any one of us GM powers for 1 minute. And for $100, you can tell us what happens next. You can just write a whole sentence, and you get to be DM for one sentence. And And whenever we get $300, when we accumulate that, we all get to sing a song about what's been going on, and we draw from the deck of many things. So, it's pretty good.
It's a lot for the zombies, right?
Yes.
What?
Well, depends on if they get through this room.
Potentially last time for zombies.
Yeah. Because if they make it through this room, we will find out who the big bad of this
We're only on room two.
Who's afraid of
We got more rooms.
So, to unlock the door that leads to the next hall, yes, that is the big deal.
So we need to figure out this ghost lever.
Yes, the ghost lever.
Okay. Ghost.
So there's a ghost lever at the back of the wall.
Is that where?
That's mad.
Whoa. I thought that chair was mad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a fair mistake.
So what now?
What now?
Yes!
Yes!
You need to pull the lever.
No. I pull the lever!
Roll it's a ghost! Your hand
falls through it. You try your mage hand anything.
Again. Can I try my mage hand?
Mage hand.
You can try your mage hand.
I try my mage hand.
Nothing happens.
I try unseen servant.
That also doesn't happen.
Jeeves, go? Fine. Yeah. Jeeves, so fetch me something.
Can I try waving my leg through the lever?
You try also like batting at it, and it just passes through wafting.
Yet.
Dang, guys, we need a like a thing. What about our little friends? Will they help us? Because they're kind of undead.
Yeah.
Chat time. Rusty Roboticin says, I wish The Walking Dead would have a last night for zombies. You know what? You know what? You can stop watching the show. You don't have to keep watching it.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag me bags. Let's see how Goldia can handle the GMC for a minute.
Wow.
Wow.
Dang. That was double.
Yeah, does she that get mean she gets minutes? 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit. Okay. You get 2 minutes. So, figure out the ghost lever.
Go.
So I have no magics. I use my intelligence to figure out what magic spell might work on this. And then I magically magic using my...
Become ethereal.
I become ethereal. And then I reach, I slowly, painfully reach, and I boop.
Do it.
I boop.
Yep.
The leather, and the lever's been booped.
Do it.
The lever's been booped.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, and then something.
You hear the door.
I hear the door, and then I give them all inexplicably awesome sneakers.
Oh.
Ooh, what do they do?
Yeah. Oh, they're magic sneakers.
What do they
do?
They glow. When really unstylish zombies are near.
Oh.
They're like the orc sword.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Do you want to save your minute, or do you want to use it right now?
Oh, can I save? Ooh, I can save. Yeah. I want to save
your second.
Yeah, since it was like so back-to-back, I'll be just like, use it when...
Save.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. Bomb.
Yeah.
To the next room.
To the next room.
To the next room.
All right.
I drag grow along.
We made it.
Yeah, you drag grow. KK. All right. So now.
Room number three.
You move over to this room here.
Chat time. What's your best? No, you're creepy.
No, you're creepy.
That's what I said.
You enter this room.
Okay, we're in a room.
And it's a delicious aroma of food. Presents
Grow like room!
Girl like room.
There's Jordy also likes room.
I love this room.
You see in this room, there's a table at the far end that is just sprawled out with food of every different kind. And at the back of the wall, there is a giant red tapestry. The feast includes roast boar, squash stew, a tray of iced cakes, and a flagons, several flagons.
With flagons?
Of frothy beer, completing the banquet.
Do they hold the brew that is true?
They do.
It's terrible pour.
You also see sitting at a chair at the back of the room, kind of looking a little bit like a disheveled butler, a gaunt human male in a black dusty suit, arranging items on the table.
Is it the guy with the eyeballs on his hands?
It is kind of disquieting looking like that, yeah.
I run towards the food.
Oh Jesus!
So I run towards the food.
As he sees you come in, he just presents the table to you.
Oh, and I stop and I go,
don't do it!
Wait!
Don't do it!
I saw a movie once.
Oh.
There was a food and there was a little girl. There was a fawn. No, I shouldn't eat this. I shouldn't touch this. You guys don't touch the food.
Okay. Such restraint. I'm trying to paddle, like air paddle.
No.
I'm still trying
Hold her back.
To use.
Hold her back.
I'm trying to air paddle towards the food.
Yeah.
I push her away so that like she goes to the end of the rope.
Yeah. All right.
No, cucumber.
Barrel.
I would like to go investigate the tapestry.
Okay. Sure. Roll an investigation check.
I got a 5.
Five.
Plus 11 to 16.
16? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, he says.
You see, as you stare into it, a devil's face becomes visible in the cleverly hidden design.
Don't enjoy it.
You see that the devil's face mouth forms a pentagram.
Pentagon or pentagram?
Pentagram. Pentagon. Sorry.
Okay. Is it a star or is it a...
You also notice that there hasn't been any lever you can see in this room so far.
I guess look behind the tapestry.
You look behind it and you don't see anything there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to investigate the pentagram closer.
All right. So, Squam shows you it.
You got 14.
All right.
Thank you.
14.
You start feeling the tapestry around it, and you get to the pentagram, and your hand goes through it.
Oh, boy. Should I continue?
Yes.
I continue. Dive in.
So you dive in, and you're now in this very poorly lit dimensional space.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear us? I go, Jordy, whatever your name is.
Barrel!
You hear me. What you hear are these unintelligible echoes.
That's weird. Hey guys, I'm in here.
Can we hear him?
You don't hear anything back.
Can I stick my face in it?
You can.
Just my face?
Yeah. And you see Jordy's face pop through.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's dark in here. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
What? You want to feel around? Tell us what's going on in there?
Okay, I'll go feel around.
All right. You come across a glass lever on the wall.
Ooh, fancy.
God damn it. Glass lever, you say?
Ow.
A glass lever?
A glass lever!
A glass lever!
I try to pull it.
Okay.
Bonk.
You pull it, and it moves freely, and you hear... Well, you guys in the room hear another sliding...
Okay,
a tumbler has moved.
I reach into the void, and I stick my head out, and I go, hey, man, I got you. And I hold out my hand, and I pull him back up.
Okay.
Sweet!
Cool.
Super kind.
Thank you.
As you try to leave, the servant kind of, like...
No, bitch, we don't want your food.
No, we're good, man. Peace out.
No!
So you have a leg.
I would like to leave an Annie sandwich on the table as a sort of like, sorry, we're not eating your food, but maybe you can use this on the next guy.
Our Annie sandwiches are our health regenerators.
I don't know. He looked sad that we didn't eat his food.
We can leave him one.
Yeah, we only have four.
Oh. How about a snooze bacon?
What?
How about a snooze bacon?
Snooze bacon, we have, hold up, we have 9.
Yeah, we're gonna leave one of those.
You cool. sure?
Yeah.
We're gonna need that later.
It's a peace offering.
All right.
I'm pretty sure we're all going to die soon anyway, so...
You start trying to leave the room, and immediately you are overtaken with crippling hunger. As if you haven't eaten in months.
She has a leg, though.
Oh, my God.
The more you eat on it, the more you get hungry.
More hungry!
Is that right? Is that right when we hit the threshold of the door, or past it?
When you walk out the door.
We feel hungry.
You feel cripplingly hungry. You're doubled over in pain.
I walk back in.
I'm inside. Oh, I feel better.
Nope.
Nope.
No, you are forever this way unless you partake in the banquet.
I cinch my belt.
Okay. So if you do not choose to eat anything, you are going to have disadvantage on ability checks until you also find possibly a way to remove this curse.
Can we take kill that one guy? Of our healing sandwiches and divide it into four?
Did you give your healing sandwiches the property to remove curses?
No.
I don't know. They're just anti-sandwiches. We don't know what they do.
So I would say
don't just answer right away. You convince him.
Oh, do we have to kill this guy then?
No, he's not attacking you. He's gesturing to the food like he's... Please.
You guys, should we eat?
You go first.
Fine. I grab something. I grab the beer.
The beer? Okay.
I chug it.
Cool.
From the flagon.
From the flagon.
Now you're dragon.
So with immediately, the hunger subsides.
With the brood is true. Oh, you guys, I feel so much better.
Also, you also gain the ability to roll a d6 and add that to anything you want.
I drink one.
Okay.
Six.
You got a six.
Oh.
Sky Amber also sings song.
Apparently, I get right. powers.
Yes, you do. All right. So both of them drank from the flagons.
Thanks,
we know.
All right, you ready?
So should we sing our song and do the deck of many things and then I do my minute, or reverse?
We'll do your minute after that.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
You're dropping things over there, sir.
I wanted to give this to you guys.
What is it?
You're like zombies, right?
Yeah.
I got a little. Dead
thanks, Mac.
These are Rick and a zombie.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's pretty great.
We'll put it on the chat.
Yep, it.
Oh, it's Jesus.
I got Jesus.
Jesus.
What?
His name's Jesus.
She said Jesus. I don't watch this show.
His name is pronounced Jesus.
Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Put it down.
Have you seen Jesus?
Yes.
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
Hello. Have you met Jesus?
He lives at the hilltop.
Get that thing the fuck off my table. Thank you.
Oh my god, it's a Lego one! That's cute.
All right.
No.
So, from the deck of many things.
Yeah.
You are granted.
Me?
Yes.
What am I granted again?
25 pieces of jewelry worth 2,000 gold pieces each.
Oh, nice!
Okay, I'm gonna take it.
No.
That was the gem card.
That's for barrel? For swam?
That's for swam.
Swam jam?
I destroyed pieces.
Here, just lean it against it, the corner.
This is complicated, guys.
I know.
All right, zombies. Awesome.
We get to sing a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us sing a song.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
There was a bunch of levers we pulled, a couple and never ever thought that we'd get this far in this adventure, but we did. Yeah, we did. And we're going to find more levers, but there's this guy with scary food, and I don't want to eat it, but I did, and I still don't know the effects.
We're almost gonna die, we're gonna die soon. We might finish that campaign soon, too. I wonder if we're gonna die, if we're gonna win the game. Do I want to win D&D? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm gonna win D&D again.
Chunk's gonna win the game.
Yes, I am.
Always wins D&D.
Yes, I do.
Chunk is the best player in the
and what? Handsome.
If you got a problem with that, you can take it up with me.
Oh, yeah.
Grow eat leg.
Good and grow
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tell us what happened so we can get this Gungan the fuck off me.
Well,
he's adorable.
There, we have a Amber.
I have GM powers.
GM powers to get through.
I have a GM power.
There it is. Are you ready?
Okay. yes.
Go for it.
I am the ready. Okay. So while they're eating and drinking everything, I go over there and I take that snooze bacon.
Okay.
Take a little nibble, get some of my health back. And then I find a couple more of Annie's sandwiches because apparently he had run through here.
Okay.
And put three sandwiches.
Aw, that's cute, like, little fella.
Annie. Little gipper. So we find three more sandwiches.
Sure.
So that's seven sandwiches now that we have. And funny thing is that there's four shot glasses lined up along the edge of the table.
Okay.
And I go, guys, let's do some shots.
We all
kompai.
Kompai.
And we shoot it. And then the curse is gone. It's amazing. So we don't feel hungry anymore. The shot of like pure food just like filled us up. It was great.
Okay.
Yeah. And then since he pulled the lever, we're going to the next room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Perfect.
All right. So you make it over. Yeah, you walk through to their side. All right.
On the other side.
Two rooms left. Let's do it.
You come to this hall here, and you notice that this one has a hexagon.
Oh, it's more sides than before.
One more side.
Oh.
I learned something today.
All
is
right.
That a bar down there, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe!
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Did you guys meet earlier?
No.
Oh.
She didn't say hi to me.
I'm sorry. Hi, Joe.
Hi. A little late.
You're so sensitive.
Do you want a
leg, Joe?
Don't tell me you were sensitive. What?
Do you want a leg, Joe?
Play the game.
Don't mind him. He's always cranky.
Yeah.
All right.
A little harsh, man.
Yeah, come on.
You see a six-sided mirror mounted above a stone shelf protruding from the opposite wall. Five unlit candles stand on the shelf, each made of yellow wax, covered with tiny black sigils.
My mama told me never eat yellow wax.
Mm-hmm. Scrawled on the wall above the mirror in dried blood are the words, piggy, piggy, piggy.
Sweet!
Like piggy? Or picky, like, I don't like this food.
Piggy.
Oink, oink.
What anal retentive would write picky in the blood? Oh, guys, picky, picky, picky.
All right, okay. So that's what you see inside the room.
Do we have any, like, fire so we can light these candles?
Do we have, like, matches or something?
You have a tinder lighter.
Huh?
What?
You can light something with tinder.
Okay, I light all the candles with tinder.
We'll swipe. Swipe yes. Because I think it'd be funny to, like, to send Grow around the room since there's, like, candles, like, float her around. Light all the candles.
Yeah.
It's just a cute little
visual. Do it. We'll do that. That happens.
Cool. Okay, yeah. You're just going to light the candles first, or are you going to investigate or anything?
Let's investigate. Yeah, let's investigate.
Okay. Roll investigation, please.
That was a warning.
All three of us?
I learned to listen to those.
I got a 19 plus something, like 11. Ignore them. So I'm going to just say I know things. You got an 11 and you got
11!
11.
Oh, I didn't. How did I hold up? 11.
She's a
11!
Plus 1.
12.
12.
Okay. So as you guys are starting to light the candles, Squam goes over to the shelf.
30.
With, huh?
I got 30.
You got 30. Okay. Yeah, this is high enough. You go over to the shelf and you're like pulling some of the drawers out that's there.
Yeah.
You kind of pull one out and a little false bottom drops out one of the drawers. Ooh. You find a sixth candle.
Because it's a hexagon.
All right.
Math.
All right. So you.
Geometry.
So you go around lighting all the candles now. Okay. So you light
She's gonna light them all because I'm floating her around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a balloon.
Okay.
It's adorable.
She's eating on your.
I'm floating. Girl, just light the candles.
Hey, Ryan.
Yo.
What was the card?
That was the
gem card. I got lots of money. All right, so I put my legs.
Was the chat not paying attention?
And now I have Tinder, and I'm swiping right. And you're every time, like, every
you're
time
going
you swipe,
so fast,
you're like,
you're starting a fire.
I'm swiping. Every time I swipe, I start a fire.
Yeah.
So I'm swiping over each candle.
That's accurate on Tinder.
Yeah. And I'm swiping over each candle, and I'm lighting each candle.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But I do sniff that blood. Because that blood looks sniffable.
Okay, sure.
Can you tell where it comes from?
Can I tell where it comes from?
It smells human.
Do you lick it? Can I lick it?
Sure. It's very rusty. Like an irony taste. Like it's very old.
I'm not fresh, not good.
Not fresh.
Throw like fresh.
So you light all six candles around the room. Boop. Nothing happens.
But we can see now.
Yeah. I mean, it's now lit.
That's good. It's lit! Oh, yeah! Lit. cool. Okay.
But you remember the scrolling above the window, the mirror, says piggy.
So, should we go up to the mirror and, like, pretend to be pig?
Okay. Ziggy piggy.
So as you go,
Spill and Ted.
As you go up to the cracked, as you go up to the cracked mirror and say this, you, Beryl, see on the other side of the room where you entered, a lever appear on the wall. You look back though, and it's not there. It's
okay, guys. Guys, in this mirror, I can see there's a lever. There's a lever behind me. Go to that.
Okay, I walk over. Okay.
Yeah, you go. I've got
a little to your left. Yep. Perfect. Okay. Now reach it. Grab it.
When you grab it, you actually feel that there is something in the space.
That's cool.
Nice. And you can pull it down.
Pull it down.
Get down.
You again hear the sound of tumblers in the other room.
Shoo.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
That's that room. That is one big door. You make your way to the next room.
Next room.
All right.
Come, balloon named Grow.
Named Grow.
Come down to the next room.
Ba, ba, ba. All right.
She's my balloon.
So you find in here. Oh, this is my favorite room.
No, don't say things like that, you creeper.
So you come into this room.
Wild.
And you see that the ceiling is plastered.
Well, good. They plastered the ceiling.
That's very convenient.
Excellent. Yeah, somebody took care of this place.
I like that they didn't put that popcorny stuff.
Yeah, I know. You can tell somebody really cares about their craft.
Yeah.
When they take care of this stuff. Yeah.
They're very modern.
Yeah, this room is unlike the other ones where it was mostly stone. This one is all plaster. So it's like, it's a little bit fresher looking. So everything is just like a white, pristine look. But then there's a few bookcases around, and right in the center of the room is a lectern with a book open on it.
A lectern's like a podium.
Yes.
Thank you.
How come you just didn't say podium?
Because he wants to be fancy.
DM, chat time. Zero City says, screw Blade Runner 2049, PC D&D should have won the sound effects Oscar.
Yeah.
That's right,
we should have.
That's we didn't.
You also see behind the lectern are eight human skeletons arranged in a way that they appear to be falling and screaming.
Like a zoetrope where they're like in different stages? Or are they all in the same
space? Spin them so that, and turn a flashing light on them so
on
they
the
animate?
Wall. They're on the wall.
So Gro like, sees in the plaster. These, and Gro is just laughing uncontrollably.
Okay.
I would like to hurl Gro towards them so we can check them out.
Boom. I would like to reenact whatever the skeleton is depicting itself doing.
Okay.
So the fall's like, wah.
Okay.
Or whatever it is.
Cool. Wah. So you mock the skeleton on the wall, falling.
Not mock. Just trying to reenact.
Sure, either, whatever.
I'm not making fun of it.
Whatever.
Yeah. And you do so, and nothing seems to happen.
Well, that didn't work. Nah. Brush myself off.
So, Gro, what'd you see about those skeletons? You notice anything?
As she floated by, she did notice there's a book on the lectern.
I noticed book! Hey, there it is. Book!
Yeah.
Good, okay. Book!
Would you like someone to read it for you, Gro?
What book? I don't know.
You know the word, but you don't know the meaning?
Yes.
You can't tell if that's a sign of intelligence or lack of intelligence.
I'm going back to eating this leg.
Do it.
I'm going to go look at the book. Okay. Someone give me a boost. How tall is this lectern?
It's not tall enough. It's taller than you.
Okay, so I take my boost.
Okay. Take a boost.
Oh, wait, I forgot. I gave myself wings. I got wings. I just I flap up.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Cool. So you're right in the center there at the lectern. You notice that it's a very small book, about only 10 pages or so long.
About 10 pages?
Roughly.
Is it exactly 8 pages by chance?
It is.
Interesting. Oh. Interesting.
Why would you know that?
Because there were 8 skeletons. I'm paying attention, DM.
Hey.
You can't fuck with me. All right, what's on each page?
It is open to pages 4 and 5.
Okay, what's on 4 and 5?
You see written on page 4, see the lever clear as day. And on page 5, it says, spin, spin, iron spider.
Iron spider?
Well, spiders have...
No, that's what Tony Stark gave Peter Parker in the Civil War comics. Pretty dope.
Iron Spider.
I have little golden legs. Shit.
Nerd.
It's a good time. Well, anyway, I turned it back to page 1.
Don't spiders have 8 legs? Just like there are 8 pages and 8 skeletons.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this the octagon room?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But I would like to go back to page 1. I have a feeling this might be sequential. Because I definitely... Do I see a lever? Because I don't see a lever, do I?
You do not see a lever currently.
Okay, so I turn back to page 1.
Ooh. Okay. You turn back to page 1 and it says... Backward, backward, 8 to 1.
So we go to page 8.
Okay,
and go backwards.
Page 8.
Okay. And are you reading this aloud, or are you saying it in your head?
What? I'm telling them what I'm doing as I'm doing it.
Okay.
Going to page 8.
Cool. So you open it to page 8, and it says, forward, forward, 1 to 8.
What?
Forward, forward, 1 to 8. Are we talking about the skeletons or the pages? I'm on page 8, right?
You are on page 8.
So I can't go forward to page 8 because I'm on page 8.
But see, it said page 1 said you're supposed to go from 8 to 1, and now page 8 says you're supposed to go from 1 to 8. So they're contradictory to each other.
Can I try to touch a skeleton now?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I floated you to that.
Okay, so I'm going to just go like and just like, skeleton.
You bad at it?
Because it's funny to me because they're dying.
Yeah.
Remember, you have a minute of GM powers.
Oh, that's right.
Just a reminder.
DM.
Yeah.
All right.
Friend. Is it 1 to 8, like T-O, or 1 to 8, the numbers?
T-O.
T-O.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could also, keep reading the book.
Yeah, let's
keep reading the book.
Let's go to page 2.
All right.
Page 2? We already saw page 2, right?
You didn't.
Isn't that the left?
Page 1.
You're on page 8 right now.
I go to page 2.
You go to page 2.
Yes.
On page 2, it says, speak the rhyme until it's done.
Speak the rhyme until it's done?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have to read this out loud, but in the right order, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Do you want me to write notes for you?
Sure.
Let me find a page.
Okay, so, all right, so I read page, I go to page 3.
There we go.
On page 3.
Page 1 said something.
Page 1.
What did page 1 say?
Page 1, you said, backward, backward, 8 to 1.
Backward, backward, 8 to 1.
Also, anyone can be making perception checks at this time.
I make a perception check.
Okay.
Chat time. Rev Bunna says, little golden book of death.
Pretty much. You got a 4.
Hmm.
I'm going to make a perception check on that skeleton that I'm kind of batting at with my hands. I got a 12.
Oh.
Plus 4.
Okay. So as you're looking around the room, you notice that the skeletons are completely dead.
Yeah.
And they've been here since the room was created. You also look at the floor, and you notice that there is a seam all the way down the room. So, do you have any dungeoneering at all?
What?
Dungeoneering?
Dungeoneering as a skill.
I don't think I have any dungeoneering as a skill, no.
Okay. I'm going to say, like, judging by just, like, how your adventuring probably would have been before this point.
Yeah.
You would understand that this could possibly be a pit trap underneath.
Guys, this is no good. Guys, this is bad.
What's the problem?
Why?
This is bad. Guys, I saw line, fall, no leg.
Oh, you might drop
your
leg if we
fall.
We're
very upset about something.
No, line. Line, leg,
line, line, line,
line,
line,
DM,
line,
ball,
line.
Oh. Line what?
We don't know our line.
Line.
We're calling a line?
Yeah, thanks for paying attention.
Wah, wah, wah.
Gotta explain the joke, it's not
so
funny.
So I start to piece together what she's saying.
Yeah.
So guys, I think if we fuck this up, we go through the floor.
Yes!
Oh, well don't fuck it up. Get back on the book.
Get back on the book.
Yes.
You have wings. You can fly. I have a silver surfboard, and she's floating. So
get on your surfboard. Let's fucking up.
We're still going to be fine.
Yeah.
I get out my surfboard.
Oh, shit.
Leg is safe. Leg is safe.
Leg is safe.
Okay.
I get out my surfboard.
Cool, cool.
Okay.
Okay. Hey,
you guys just now hear that?
Apparently Matt just now heard it.
We've been saying it all night.
Okay.
All right. So you keep reading the book?
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Guys, we talked about this.
Beryl, do you keep reading the book?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
You're not Beryl. Shut up. Yes.
All right. So on the next page after Keep the Spider Locked Away.
Ah, what?
What?
Is that page 2?
No, Speak the Rhyme Until It's Dead is page 2.
Yeah.
Page 3, Keep the Spider Locked Away.
Oh, there's a spider down there, guys.
See the Lever, Clear as Day is page 4.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot write this fast.
Oh. Well.
I have Speak the Rhyme.
Well, yeah.
Just read it all and pretend that he's speaking it.
Got. Okay.
Now, unless he doesn't want to speak it.
What do you want to do?
Right. Yeah, I'll speak it. I'll speak it.
All right. So you're speaking from page 1 to 8.
Yep.
Spin, spin, iron spider, turn their flesh and bones to cider. Speak the rhyme and meet your fate. Forward, forward, 1, 2, 8. And as you say that, the floor doesn't give away, but the ceiling breaks apart. And above you is a gigantic swirling fan that is in the shape of a spider.
You got to burp, Charlie! You got to burp!
I can't! Help! Help!
At the same time, you feel the gravity in the room reverse, and everyone is now falling towards the ceiling.
I start flapping my wings!
Me too!
I'm on my surfboard!
Since you're just floating, gravity doesn't affect you anyway. You're fine.
Yes, sir.
Jordy, you kind of disorient yourself a little bit because of your wings. So you and Beryl, since you have wings and the gravity's reversing, I need you both to make dexterity safe.
Shit.
What?
What'd I get?
You got a 5.
Aww. Oh, gosh.
What'd I get?
One guess.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Jordy gets to make a dexterity save for this part. He gets to try and grab onto the lectern.
6.
Plus 3.
9.
Okay. You are both falling now towards the spider fan.
I'm falling! You're falling!
Can more than one person fit on my surfboard?
The dexterity checks were the only chances they got to save. Since he got a 1, he fails completely. You are both now going to take 44 points of damage.
Hey, hey, hey!
No,
you
no,
still
no.
have a minute
not,
of GM
powers.
Oh, wait, I still have a minute of GM powers.
It's not 4d4.
Can
it's
I do my
44.
Minute? Can I do my minute of GM
it's
powers
always
now?
4d4.
I understand.
And hey. Now you're saying 44.
Can I do my minute of GM powers right now?
Sure.
Yes, yes. You can.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
They still take 44 damage?
They take 44 damage right now.
Okay, so I magically saved the both of them.
Okay.
Somehow magically put them back into the room.
So descriptive.
But I also give them floating ability so this doesn't happen again. So I make my hipster-hating sneakers that I gifted them before also now have floating ability.
Okay.
Yeah. So now they can also float if they need to in this situation. Also, I make another leg.
Okay.
And I have two legs.
Oh, yeah.
And life is good. And I also just kind of look around the room and see what else I can see.
Okay. Do you also heal them at all?
I also heal them completely.
Oh, man, I used the mask. That was really right. Nice, DM.
Yeah,
that's
I heal them completely. Oh, and then I make a third leg, because why not?
Okay.
Did you heal me too?
Oh, I didn't heal you.
Nah, no.
But I healed them.
Oh, wait, I ate my snooze bacon.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So as you look around the room, you see at the lectern, there is a lever at the back face that has come open since the spider had started swirling.
I see the spider clear as day, or the fucking whatever
I would
it was.
Like
I see
to,
it.
I would like to throw Gro and go, good job, Gro, and throw her down to the lever so you can pull it. I go, pull the lever.
What?
Wrong
lever!
Pull the lever!
Pull the lever.
So you go, float down to it gently, and you pull it. Yes. You hear the tumbler lock in the next room. And the spider fan slowly starts whirring down. And the gravity reverses back to normal, and you settle back down.
Great. Oh, all legs are safe.
What?
Should we go investigate that big door?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go, you start
Look
making
your
way back.
To Look over here! Look over here!
Hey!
Hey, you guys!
Alright, you come to the door, and you see that all five of the little spaces have now revealed themselves, and there's key holes in each one.
Ooh. Jam that key into those holes, Squam.
Yeah, my skeleton key!
Mm-hmm.
And I go one by one, and put it in the hole, and please, take it out. Put it in the hole, please, take it out.
That,
put it in the hole,
as
please,
you're doing that,
take it out. Put it in the hole,
you
please,
see.
Take it out. Put it in the hole, please, take it out.
These beings.
Go faster, go faster!
Appear.
I'm done.
Okay.
Now, go faster.
Go faster! Go faster!
Must go faster.
The little no-faced clay man.
My buddy!
Starts
in there.
Tapping you on his shoulder.
Yeah, buddy, what's up?
He doesn't say anything, but he's just
he
like.
Pointing?
He's pointing at them. And then, who has the straw?
He has straws.
I have straw.
You have straw? Yeah.
Oh no!
What's the matter, buddy?
They're coming!
Who's they, buddy?
Hex.
Oh, damn it.
Sisters.
Okay.
Are their names?
Huh?
Angelica.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
All right, everyone roll initiative.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, I'm going to say yes as well. That's how we'll differentiate them.
Work.
I got a 13 plus 4 is 17.
Okay.
You got a 16 plus 2.
For what? Oh, 3.
Plus 3. Okay,
19.
So you got a 19 as
this
well.
This is my bad.
Oh, no, I got a 17. 17, 19. You got a 9.
9 plus 2.
11.
Because you gave me a stat boost.
15 plus 2.
Okay.
17. Yeah, does Matt the Cat get the roll initiative? Ask the chat.
Matt the Cat is still there. Michael is still there. We still have our birthday zombie who's been partying with us. We've got Lucas the corgi spider.
No, that's right.
Some cats.
Oh, the spider corgi. I forgot.
Yeah, Lucas the corgi spider.
So cute.
My buddy. Oh, and we have Farty Brady, my dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cerberus.
My three.
Cerberus.
Cerberus.
If you want to.
Fluffy.
Your puppy.
Fluffy Buffy.
Fluffy Buffy.
Fluffy Buffy.
All right.
Is now his name.
Fluffy Buffy.
Cool, cool.
Flarty Blarty.
So, you see these hags appear, and You see the first one, a bright red hair, comes up to you, and it's like this old Victorian gown.
Sisters, we have guests.
Oh, Bette Midler. I wanted the Skylar sisters.
Apparently, it's Winifred.
Thank you.
Mary.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you. I feel
and
better.
Sarah just
thanks. You know, anger really does cover those negative emotions. Just get mad, kids.
All right.
Just get mad.
So, Jordy, you have the first go.
Oh, I go for it. How far away are they?
They are basically 10 feet from you.
I firebolt the main one.
Okay. So you're going after
that would be Winifred.
Winifred.
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Roll, please.
Firebolt.
Firebolt.
Three.
Three.
No.
Three. What?
Plus three.
Three plus
six.
Mm.
Hit.
What? Hit. Six to hit? No.
Come on.
Nah.
Come on.
Nah. Nah.
Come on.
Wait, are we in the big room now?
No, you are not.
We're almost in the big room.
Can they show it on the screen for the kids at home?
You see the model? Show the model.
Got it?
All right, so yeah, they're right in the front.
Look at that. That's been there the whole time. Naeem has not shown it.
Ooh, he's too busy putting stupid Gungans everywhere.
That's funny, though. That's funny.
That's true. All right, so yeah, you got two hags here, and then the what's other the dice one? Is the other hag, because I didn't have three hags. All right. So you are firebolting, and it didn't hit.
No, it didn't.
So, oh, you want to... no, that's
oh.
not.
You want to pray?
Oh, this one has fire in him, I can tell. All right, it is now Squam's turn.
It's my turn?
Yes.
Fierce.
Okay. Fierce.
I would like to Dragon Flame Blade Sarah.
Okay.
She's my favorite.
Come on.
And I'm like, ugh. So yeah, I would like to Dragon Flame Blade her beautiful blonde hair and her neck and burn her face because it's too pretty.
All right. Okay.
Too beautiful.
So roll an attack.
Yes.
All right.
Just in that movie, though.
That's true. Just that one.
All movies.
And
L.A. Story.
L.A. Story?
Yeah, she's cute in L.A. Story.
Six plus eight.
Say, six plus eight. Navigator.
14. Also not going to hit.
Dang it.
Yes.
Guys, the AC is higher than 14.
There's
three of them.
How much higher, DM?
Oh, you know, it's higher.
Whose turn is it now?
On. It's one of the hags' turn. It one? Is going to be the Winifred hag. Yeah.
Ooh. Did you kill Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, I didn't even hit her.
Not at all. All right, so that was a natural 20.
Oh.
What?
What?
What kind of?
Takes
what
kind
of
cheating? What kind of?
You can look. It's right here. It's a 20.
Yeah, look.
He
check it out.
Look. He turned it.
I didn't even touch it.
He touched it.
Don't belong
on it.
It's been verified.
I think you're
she's
in
going to take out her claws.
With the DM.
And I had a plus six to hit anyway, so it's 26.
Ground. Doesn't deserve the table.
That is going to be 20 points of slashing damage as she just brings her claw through Jordy.
Ouch.
What?
Yep.
The hell?
I've erased so many times. My
what am I at? 20?
45.
45? 45?
Yeah, 45.
So right. I'm at like 25 now?
No, you're at 45.
Oh, I'm
you
at
took 20 points.
Oh.
All right. It is now Gro's turn.
Okay. Let's go traditional great axe into Sarah Jessica Parker's face.
Okay. Sure.
So,
Cool.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
No. Oh, no.
I just rolled a 4.
Oh, okay. Eight. It wasn't a 1.
Yeah. Fine. So that's 12.
12 to hit?
God damn it.
Not gonna happen.
No, Sarah Jessica Parker, why?
This is why y'all don't get to see the cool minis. This right here. It's Gungan shit.
Okay, so that happens. So the Sarah Jessica Parker sister, the Sanderson sister, she's...
Sarah.
come on, don't you want to play with me?
Don't listen to her little clay man. Don't listen.
It is now Beryl's turn.
All right.
Pay attention.
All right, boomerang.
Boomerang.
Boomerang. Also to Sarika Jessica Parker.
All right. She's getting all the hate today. Goodness.
No, all the love.
Oh, that's true.
12.
12 plus.
Plus 6.
Yeah.
18.
18.
Okay. That Yay. Will hit.
Yeah.
Boomerang. 1d10 plus 8 plus 6 plus 4 plus something plus 8. 6 yeah. plus 8 is 14.
Mm. 14.
14 damage.
14 damage. Awesome.
And then I catch it. Yeah. Ooh, it's the map. It's the map. It's the map.
It's the map. It's the map.
It's the map.
Dora.
Thank you.
All right. So now Sarah is going to go. Oh, she rolled a 3, so she didn't do anything.
Win a friend.
Yes. All right.
And Mary.
Ha! Still works.
Oh, goodness.
Hashtag cucumber for GM. Make it count.
Okie dokie.
Say, hey, little witches, I'll kill you away.
And the magic of my singing, it brings them all into a row. And then I take my boomerang. I'm like, all right, ladies, line up. Make sure your neck heights are lined up for me, please. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And hold those positions. Hold those positions. And I go and I get my boomerang. I'm like, ha ha. And then just clean cuts all three of their heads off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And then my boomerang still somehow gets stronger.
Oh, what does it become?
Now, it now does 2d10.
2d10
plus
8.
Plus its other modifiers. And my shoes that light up in the presence of, what was it, lame somethings?
Lame hipsters.
I found that there's a little basketball that if I squeeze it, it powers them up to where I can kick for like 1d20 of damage per foot.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, that's all of our shoes can do
is
that.
Is there a modifier?
No modifier. That's pretty powerful.
Wait, what was it again?
Huh?
What was it again?
So we get to roll. Shut up! 1d20 of. Dude, shut up! How much time do I have? How much time?
Out. Wait, now tell me what?
Okay, so now you get one. For each shoe, you get to roll 1d20 of damage on a kick.
So you can do it twice.
Yeah, both feet count as one attack.
I'm glad I gave you guys those hipster shoes.
Thanks
for
the shoes. Those are good.
So I'm like,
you still have duck feet, though, huh?
Yeah, I have duck feet. They're great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just floating with my duck feet.
So,
did Winnie, I get the GM today?
Sarah and Mary.
I don't know.
Their heads.
Bye. I think you did at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
They were the first one.
Goodbye.
No.
Do they have a really cool book with them or a talking cat?
Is Doug Jones with them?
You said the magic name.
I love Doug Jones!
You get the feeling that they have not summoned him yet.
No, Billy Butcherson for you.
No, Doug Jones then. Okay.
Yep.
I understand.
It's okay.
That's fine.
All right. So you have decapitated the sisters. And you hear from the other side of the door a howl. Earth-breaking...
A Thurston howl?
The third?
Love it!
An earth-shattering groan just rumbles the chamber.
Was that my tummy?
Maybe. But you've been eating legs the whole time.
I have. Leg are good.
Mm. Don't think it's just tom-tom.
I'll be right back.
All right. So, you continue unlocking the keys.
Oh, I was done with that before the sisters even...
How do you unlock a key, DM?
Explain that to us. Walk us through.
That sounds a little shady.
Does the key have its own little mini key?
No, there's a little tiny mechanism inside.
Is it like a diary key?
It's one key and you finish unlocking all the key holes.
There we go.
Yeah, okay.
Retcon.
Yeah. All right. So, you now make your way to the next chamber. Are you gonna help me out?
Ooh,
Luke face!
It's a jank. It's a Luke. It's a Luke.
Ladies and gentlemen, Luke.
Luke.
I want.
All right. So this can get rolled up. So yeah, you can take this separate. Yeah. Okay. All right. And I will get the other mini.
I do love turkey legs at Disneyland. Mm. I will say Rob Bonet. Bonet.
Bonet.
Bonet.
Bonet.
Bonet. Is that on pizza boxes?
Yeah. Holy crap.
What? Who's holy crapping?
That's cool, man.
There's so many gungans.
Show them the thing. Show them the thing.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Yep.
To balance it, that's
I
scary.
Tighten my sphincter in anticipation.
Can
you see it?
My
name. Luke's adjusting the camera.
No. I wait for no one.
I refuse. Boop, boop. Skibbity bop, bop.
Alright, I'm back.
Ooh,
I'm in.
Ooh, ethereal butt plug. Look, you can see his embarrassed face and the reflection of it.
I like that it's just right in front of Ryan's face.
Oh,
that's right. My favorite part.
You guys walk in from the
sorry,
stairs.
Guys, sorry, sorry.
What just happened?
Joe was peeking out from the curtain, like a fool, like a damn fool.
I'm sorry. You put the bar right up against the thing. What do you expect to happen? Take your time, DM.
Okay.
Just us here in the bar.
So you enter here, and you notice that this entire cylinder is glowing intensely. And it is swarming with ethereal beings.
Oh!
You seem,
would you say souls?
You would say souls.
Ooh. Souls?
You believe this to be what you have been looking for the entire time. The soulmonger.
Soulmonger?
It's a soulmonger.
Soulmonger.
Also, floating around it is a... yes?
The chat says, so fucking phallic.
It is quite phallic.
Look at it. Just look at it.
As you get closer to the edge, you see down below is a pit of lava, 30 feet down.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
And
floor is lava!
Floor is lava.
The floor is lava. It's a game
that we bought. This 10-foot ledge is the only thing that's actually available to you. These two ledges here, you could only get to if you were to fly to them or if you were to cross the Soulmonger's bridges.
Okay.
These are made of adamantine struts.
What?
And right now there is a giant creature floating around the top of this structure.
Oh boy.
It is 20 feet by 20 feet wide.
Oh boy.
And it has a tentacle out of the top of its head going
what
into the top of the soulmonger, feeding it.
Oh.
Wow. Someone's having a fun.
Did you need a second?
We're all trying here.
So, what you see is this creature.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's Hector Hammond.
That's ugly.
Yeah.
You got it.
Dude, what a reference.
Hey, hey.
All right.
It's a bad guy from Green Lantern, which you'll never read.
Oh, yeah, because fuck Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's great.
It's just, it seems to currently just not really care about you. But it's just floating around, making strange noises.
Like what?
We shall be sang your son.
We shall be sang.
Any of you know Celeste?
How far is it away from me?
Good, buddy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey.
How far is it away from us?
That's it. That's perfect.
Oh, snap. I know Elvish and Common.
Do you know Celestial?
No, I just said I know Elvish and Common.
How far away
Dwarvish
is it?
Dwarvish and Elvish and Orc. How far away is it? I tried.
Hey, DM?
Yeah.
How far away is it?
Currently 50 feet from you.
Okay, I'm gonna, without a warning, I'm gonna shoot it with a fireball.
Okay.
Level 3.
I have to roll a dexterity save.
Yep.
Oh, because it's a spell.
Ooh. Boy. I do not succeed.
You know, that voice sounds like the opening to
86.
Princes of the Universe by Queen.
Oh yeah.
7.
7.
6.
15.
13.
5.
20. 18. Oh no.
And I lost count. 15 plus 8?
Yeah.
13 plus 8.
13
plus 8. 21.
21.
21 damage.
Damage?
21 okay. points of damage.
Awesome. A lot of hit points.
I flap my wings in slow motion to the music.
Okay. So after you you hit it, and it just screams in anger at you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, maybe thank you. What is it?
Hashtag chunk. You're up. Make this count also.
Oh, shit. I do two more of these firebolt attacks, each hitting them for another
max damage
on these two things, and
that's 48 each.
So
that's 96 points of damage.
Okay. Maybe get rid of those tentacles that are feeding it or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. I take my crossbow and I go.
Just knock that thing into the lava.
Wait, one at a time, so now it can't be fed because I've sliced all of them with my crossbow.
Okay.
And you knock that thing into lava. No.
Do I?
You?
Do I? I don't know.
I didn't make a decision.
Does that kill all the souls?
I don't know. That's why I don't want to get too hasty with that.
Not true.
No, don't
do something because you're Does Annie come back?
Annie comes back.
Oh my god.
Hi, Annie. One last time. And we'll get everybody's sandwich. Everybody has full health again.
Ooh. All right.
That was only. I should have just given us the sandwiches.
All right. So, the creature still hangs there, now floating without weight from the tentacle. And it makes its way towards you all. It is going to use one of its...
Is it the creature up here now, or is it the phallic thing?
No, it's the atropole floating.
This
That's what it's called, sorry.
Yeah, the monster.
This Soulmonger. Thing.
Yeah, yeah. The floaty big creature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. It's now floating towards you guys, because it's going to take its legendary action, which you can do at any time it wants.
Oh, boy.
It is going to make a touch, a life drain attack against someone.
Question about the Soulmonger.
Yeah.
Is it sentient? Or is it just like a thing?
Like a device?
Intelligence check.
Okay. 4.
4?
Plus. I'm finding it. Hold on. I'm not that smart.
Okay.
Just plus 3. 7.
7? Okay. It doesn't seem to be, like, thinking or anything. It's not,
I think my question is it, like, a vessel? Like, is it a
It's a vessel.
Thing?
It's a machine.
It's a machine. Yes. Okay, it's not another beast, like, no. another being.
No, it is feeding, like it is, sole purpose is to feed the atropole.
It's sole purpose.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I was confused about.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's going to make a, an attack against you as a...
Which you?
Let's see. It is going to attack Jordy, because he cut off all the tentacles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That makes
sense. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
20.
20?
Plus 6!
26.
26. All right.
You're going to take half damage.
Ah, crap.
Half of 36.
18.
That's okay.
I've erased so many times on this one 18. Piece of paper that it's like ripping.
47.
Oh, I wrote 18.
Not only do you lose points of damage,
mm-hmm.
but he also seems to get healthier.
Oh.
You say you have 47?
Yeah.
How far away is he?
Right now he's about 15 feet from you.
Yeah.
That's Jabba! Nice job.
Okay.
Jabba key.
So
no.
No. It is now Squam's turn.
Yes. Okay.
You also have movement. You can get away from this thing if you want.
Because we
I'm
will
so
start.
Confused about this soulmonger thing.
I would like to.
The soulmonger is purely a vessel to feed
the thing,
this.
But since he cut off the tentacles, it's no longer feeding.
It's no longer feeding, so it's really pissed off now.
Are the souls stuck in the thing?
The souls are currently still remaining inside.
Like, do they need to be freed?
You can.
Ooh,
would like to do that.
That's an idea.
Okay.
I would like to free the soul.
So you're going to run across the bridge and like...
No, I'm going to be on my silver surfboard and I'm going to fly over there.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, put me in midair.
Well, yeah.
Map. You're
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
shit.
Oh,
chair strikes again.
Oh, God.
Oh, we missed that.
I'm going to watch it.
We
just,
it wasn't on the screen.
The one time it was on the
delay.
Map.
Yeah.
The one time Naeem did his job.
No. Guys, watch. Oh, man. Watch here. Over here.
Oh, dear.
He's going to do it.
It's on camera forever.
Uh-huh. Oh. I know he's
good.
Gone.
It's good. Oh, dear.
I'm so sorry. It happened to you.
No, no, that was fine.
Well, you're back here. What's going on? It hit us all. It's coming after us.
What?
The chairs. Curse of the chairs.
Beware the chair.
That man was going to end the show.
I know.
Nope, someone's bleeding out. No more.
The show must go on.
Luke Great demands it.
Okay, I'm here.
My favorite was the cackling from the kitchen.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I would like to fly and cause Ryan to fall out of his chair.
Yep.
And attack, try and break open that cylinder thing with my flame blade.
Roll an attack.
Come on.
I got a 12.
Okay.
Plus, hold on. 8, which is 20.
Okay.
So I got an unnatural 20. I'm going to superstition it up and put all my dice on 20.
Cool. So you rolled a 20 to hit?
I did roll a 20 to hit. Do I have to roll damage?
Yes.
To the cylinder guy?
Yes.
Okay. 6 plus 5 is 11.
11 damage. Awesome.
11 damage to the cylinder.
Cool. So you start smacking at the glass, and you see little chips start etching into it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yay.
Yeah.
Where are the sounds coming from? Naeem.
Okay, now the soulmonger gets to take its turn. It is...
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Wub.
Oh, sorry, the Atropole is going to take its turn. Okay, it is going to cast Ray of Cold. And it is a 12 to hit. Yep. I rolled 18 against you, Squirrel.
No!
Oh, shite. Oh, shite.
Why am I so cold?
So, it... looks, it floats over and turns to you, and out of its mouth, a beam of cold energy sprouts.
Oh,
And you take 21 cold damage. It is now Gro's turn.
Well, do something, Crow!
I'm tied to her, so
you're over here as well.
I might as well hit the thingy, too.
Okay. So it's right now floating about here.
Okay.
Nothing. So it's just funny when your hand is near it.
Yeah. I'm just going to take my great axe and we're just going to roll with it.
Yeah.
12 plus 8. So that's 20. No?
It's about 20 feet away from you right
now.
Oh,
shoot. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get closer to it?
Yeah, you can have a square and like...
Yeah. I call you? Okay. I'm flying. I want to pull me first. Okay. Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, no! I fell into the lava.
All right. I'm keeping
make sure your chair is there when you sit back down, Ryan.
Oh, he's holding on to it. Yeah, with a death grip.
I see this.
All right.
All that effort.
Okay. Whoa. So I'm close enough now to use my great axe,
yeah,
right?
It's right above you.
Okay, so I'm going to take my great axe. I'm just going to roll again. I don't know what you say, man. And I roll a 14 plus 8.
14 plus 8?
Yeah.
That'll hit.
Great. And then let me roll my great axe.
Hmm.
3 plus 7.
10.
10.
Cool. Okay. Let's out another ferocious roar as you just slash into its hide, and black ooze starts dripping onto your body because you're just right under it slashing.
My leg! My precious leg!
Ooh. All right, it's going to make another legendary action because it can. It's going to reach down and try and do a touch attack against you.
No touching.
No touching.
No touching.
No touching.
Ryan is doing math.
That's 23 to hit, so I think it hits you.
Yes.
All right, that is 10 necrotic damage as it just starts draining the life from you.
Negative 10.
Yeah,
negative
10.
Oh, no.
Okay. It is now Beryl's turn.
Okay, I'm coming.
Do something!
I'm here, I'm here, I'm here.
Do something!
I'm going to use my boomerang to try and break the phallic phylactery thing.
Okay.
And now my boomerang's all souped up, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
True.
You got a 9.
Okay.
Plus 6, which is 15.
15? Yeah. Okay.
They hit the soulmonger.
The soulmonger?
No. Mm-hmm. That's the machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Okay, that will hit.
Cool. 2d10 plus 8. 2d10
plus
8.
8
plus
4
is 12. Plus 8 again.
Yeah.
So 16 plus 4 is 20.
Cool. Awesome.
So
you have it whack against the side of the glass some more, and you see it starts to crack up the side.
Yeah.
And then your boomerang returns to you.
Yes.
All right. It is now back up.
Yeah. The thing is angry.
So mad.
Yeah. We now go back up to Jordy at the top of the round.
How's that guy doing? You know, like, how's he look?
Actually, he looks great.
The big guy is fine. It's the soulmonger that is taking.
Okay,
the
so I fly over, and I like fly really fast towards the thing.
The machine.
Yeah, the machine.
Okay.
And then I go, and I strike with my lightsaber as I fly by.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I have a lightsaber.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
When did you have
a lightsaber?
Do.
We both have lightsabers.
I'm so jelly.
We had a long journey, bro.
Wow,
it's true.
We did.
Lots of freedom to do whatever the hell we want.
You got a 7.
Plus.
I don't know.
You had it written down before.
What? The stats for the saber?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up here? Is it up here?
Yeah, yeah, it's right there.
They kind of erased them, so they're hard to see.
Oh. Ugh. It looks like plus 8, 2d10.
That makes sense.
I'll write it.
Plus we're also both still Power Rangers. We're a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, we're Power Rangers.
I'm the Pink Ranger. I got boobs.
I got Blue Ranger.
Okay, so roll an attack for him, please.
Okay, I did. It was a 7.
7 plus 8
7
to hit?
Plus 8 is 15.
15 will hit the Soulmonger.
Sweet. Yeah!
2d10s. Three.
Okay.
That's three.
Cool, cool.
Tight, tight.
All right. So you take a few slices out of the glass, but it just kind of melts the glass through. So you're doing damage to it, but it's not breaking yet.
Yeah.
It is now the Atropole is going to do his third legendary action.
No. How many does it get?
He does 3 until his round, and then he gets 3 more after that every time.
Douchebag.
Yeah, I love legendary creatures.
Don't.
He is going to let out a withering wail. Any creature with 120 feet, so yep. Everyone,
that's us,
needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, I love those.
In my alpha. 14 plus 3, 17.
Okay.
9 plus 3 is 12. 5.
Plus 6?
Uh-huh. 11.
11!
16.
Constitution? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Plus 2. 18.
18?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of you suffer one level of exhaustion.
I don't know.
Really?
That's
not yeah. So the DC was 19.
The fuck?
So all of, everyone now is rolling disadvantage on everything they make.
Great.
Point yeah. border.
Yes, sir?
Since we are rolling disadvantage, but we have Lucky Rabbit's feet, can you the negate. Three of us just negate that?
Sure.
Great. Uh-huh. Yeah. She's less to roll with disadvantage, though.
I have 3 legs.
All good. All right. So it is now... So Jordy went. It is now Squam's turn.
Okay, great. I think... My Dragon Flame Blade is my strongest thing, I think.
Okay.
So I'm just going to keep using that.
Against the Soulmonger or against the Atropal?
Against the Soulmonger, because I'm close to it.
Okay.
I'll keep doing that, and then once that's done, I'll go up to the big guy.
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. I got an 8 plus 8 is 16. That hits, right?
16 against the Soulmonger hits.
Yes. 10 plus 5. 2 plus 5 is 7.
7. All right. Cool. So you're just still taking chunks out of it, and it's getting
what?
Down there.
What? Not you.
Now it is the Atropole's turn again. He is going to...
Gonna what?
Suspense.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Suspense is thick.
No, that would be
cut
cool
it with
right
a knife.
He's gonna cast another ray of cold.
Like fog.
You can't cut fog with a knife.
Mm-hmm. Fog is so thick.
Ray of
like
cold
jelly brains.
On the Aarakocra that's flying close by him now as he turns back around this way. So, Jordy, you are gonna get hit with some cold.
Chilly.
6 plus 12. 18 to hit.
18 to hit or 18 damage?
18 to hit.
I'm a 16.
Okay, awesome. You are going to take 21 cold damage.
Wait. I have a thing.
What?
I have absorb elements.
Really?
Yeah. I can cast it. I can take a...
Amber.
Yeah, that thing. Can I do it?
Absorb elements?
Yeah.
Let me check how that works.
It says, the spell captures some of the incoming energy, lessening its effect on you, and storing it for your next melee attack. You have resistance to the trigger and damage type until the start of your next turn. Also, the first time you hit with a melee attack on your next turn, the target takes extra 1d6 damage of the trigger type, and the spell ends.
Okay. So... So you take half that damage.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How much is that?
Whoa. So it was half of 21.
Apparently.
21?
Half of 21 rounded down. So
10.
10. So you can store 10. And, well, not store 10, but you lessen it to... So you take 10 damage. Mm-hmm. And then you can roll a d6. I have to roll a d6 if I ever use that spell again.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So... Yeah, that was the Atropole's turn. It is now up to Grow again.
Okay, guys, do you think I should attack this thing?
Yes, please.
Yes! Okay.
Mm-hmm. Draw your might.
I will go attack the thing with my great axe per normal.
Okay.
All right. I got a 15 plus 8.
Okay.
23.
That'll hit.
That'll hit, and then I'm going to use my great axe, and I get a 10 plus 7, so that's 17.
17, okay.
Next turn, can you please take out the milk and put it on the ground?
All right. Let's see. I will... Do another touch attack.
Please touching.
No touching. No means no.
That was a natural 20. So, Gro, you take
20 necrotic damage.
Oh, shit.
As it...
Dang.
Oh, wow. That was a long one. All right. So it reaches out to you with its withered hand and just touches you slowly. As it pulls away, you feel the life energy of you just drain from you, taking 20 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
All right. It is now up to Beryl's turn.
Okay. Boomerang.
Boomerang. To the soulmonger or to the Atropole?
Still to the soulmonger.
Okay. Amber.
What? Oh, sorry. I was just enthralled in his storytelling. 15 plus a 6, which is 21.
Yeah.
Mm. Which hits.
Which hits.
Which hits. 16 plus 8. God, that's too much. I can't do that. 16 plus
8.
No, 24. Hashtag meatbags. Like Michelangelo's 24. Creation of Adam, the god of Deus Machina appears before everyone, looking suspiciously like Zach. He blesses Squalm, Jordy, and Girl with full health and doubles all their stats, and gives Cucumber the finger and leaves.
That was fantastic.
What the? Don't pat me after that laugh. Y'all assholes. Y'all's a bunch of assholes.
That was good.
Thank you, Yokinbot.
That was good.
All right, so the three of you will go back up to full health, and your stats are doubled.
Are doubled.
Nice.
I don't know how to double stats, but whatevs.
I would just say whatever number is on your like little modifier, double it.
Okay. Cool. Do we double our damage, too?
If it's a strength attack, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, like, if your modifier for strength would be doubled, so you add now whatever double that would be.
Nope, didn't get that.
Never mind.
Fine.
I'll figure it out.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 plus 1 is 2. Yeah. 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 3.
Man.
That's what I can do.
So now what?
So Jordy... No, Beryl was going with his bangerang.
Bangerang!
Bangerang!
Beyond it, Peter!
Boomerang.
Boomerang?
He rolled...
There you are,
that was 24
Peter.
Damage.
24 damage?
Yeah.
I couldn't even get through that.
Okay.
That's a big boomerang.
Yep.
Dang.
So the soulmonger is starting to show some wear here.
This thing still ain't broken?
Not yet. It's very thick glass.
Apparently.
Okay. We are now back up to Jordy's turn.
Jordy. I'm gonna go ahead and lightsaber this up again.
Remember I told
you? Well, wait. Before I do that, I'm gonna take, just as an action, I'm gonna go whoop. And put the milk down next to Squam.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna take my lightsaber this time. I'm gonna go for that big thing flying around.
Okay. Well, I just want to remind you where you are. You're currently here. Squam is here.
Yeah, he's flying.
Okay, so I go over to where Squam is.
We're flying.
And then I put the milk down.
Okay.
So Squam has access to it, and then I take off again, and I go straight for the monster thing with my lightsaber.
And you get to about here.
Fuck.
And you're not close enough.
Uh-oh.
Oh, can I strike the thing out of instead?
You can strike the soulmonger.
I'll do that.
No. Oh, yeah, keep doing that. That's good.
Ah, yeah.
I strike the soulmonger then.
Okay. Cool.
So what's my lightsaber?
It's plus 8, but if I roll... You got a 19 plus 16 is going to hit. 19 plus 16.
Yes.
Is like okay. That's
gonna hit.
Yep. And what's my damage?
And your damage will be. It's all doubled.
What's your damage?
9 and 3 is 12, times 2 is 24.
How does that work when our stats are doubled?
That's how I'm working it. I'm just timesing everything.
Well, you're plus 3, it would be a plus 6 instead. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. So what did I roll?
12.
Some plus 6.
Yeah.
18.
18. Okay. So.
Is he dead?
You fly close to it, and you just rip a giant hole through the glass.
Yay!
Yes! Yes!
Are the souls escaping?
You see.
Do they go, thank you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it like a teapot? Like. All the souls?
Yeah, so like out of this section of the glass, there's just a giant gaping crack.
That thing plus giant gaping crack.
Gaping crack.
All the souls just start fleeing and start descending into the heavens. you actually see a cloud start to form at the ceiling and a glow emanating as they leave up into the afterlife.
Goodbye! Yeah.
The Atropal.
Yay!
The Atropal screams as his food source is now being taken away.
Bye, Alice!
You guys are 1D&D again!
Yay!
Yay!
You assume that kills the Atropal.
No, I saved all the souls.
True.
Yeah,
okay.
Saved the souls.
All right.
Does it kill the Atropal? So,
no, it doesn't. The Atropal is now feverishly running over to you. Floating over to you. All right. It is going to make another whale. And everyone needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Constitution.
Saving throw.
Constitution.
Saving throw.
We rolled well. You got a 19. You got a 13.
Okay.
Plus, I got an 18 plus constitution.
Four. Mm-hmm.
No, plus two. Plus two for me.
Plus three four, for then. Me.
Double stats.
Oh, not me, though. Ha, 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 chat.
So I got a 24.
24?
You got a lot.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Okay.
He got over 20.
Over 20?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
He got 13. What'd you get?
I got 7, but then I can add 14 because it's double my
double stats.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
21.
Your constitution modifier?
My constitution modifier is plus 7.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
so
cool.
Plus 14.
Cool, all right. And so he got 13 just flat. All right, so your speed is halved.
By
because
speed.
Of your level of exhaustion now, you go up to 2.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
So on top of having disadvantage on everything, you can only move half of what you normally could before.
Great, sounds great. Sounds great, Ian. Thank you. Sounds super fair and great. Yeah, it sounds like the best thing ever that I've ever done.
Sure does.
Thank
cool,
you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Take tight.
All right.
Cheers.
Now.
Cheers. Yeah. Drink.
Drink. The I believe
this
we're
music. My turn.
Your turn. Yes.
Okay.
So
I would
it's floating about here.
It's
right
floating
now.
In the middle.
Yeah.
I would like to take the bowl of milk.
Okay.
Simultaneously, I will go and call for my dog, who comes barreling in.
A what?
Hi, what?
My puppy.
Oh.
My three-headed puppy.
Puppy.
Fluffy Buffy.
Uh-huh.
That's his name.
Fluffy Buffy.
Comes barreling in, and since he's a very big Cerberus, however you want to pronounce it, dog, he can jump really far.
Okay.
And so I throw the milk up at him. He eats it with all three heads and attacks the big bad boss thing.
Okay.
Instantly killing it. Because that's its power granted by the chat.
Really? That's what it says?
Kills all enemies. Literally its power. Kills all enemies.
Wow.
And destroys Ryan's game.
I mean, it is 12:09, so maybe that's kind of convenient.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Barty Barty saves the day!
Pull it up, market. Right.
So, the dog leaps into the air, colliding with the Atropal, sinks into the lava, both killed instantly.
Sacrifice.
And as that
Thanks,
happens...
Puppy.
I spit on Farty Barty's burning dog corpse.
Fair
I
enough.
Pour a little milk out for the honey.
For the honey. All right. As that happens, you hear lightning and thunder start to erupt.
It's like lightning. It's
and
like thunder.
This arcane gate starts to illuminate and smoke starts to billow out of it. As that happens, a creature steps through.
What?
What's that?
This is the leader of this dungeon.
The leader of the pack.
Oh,
we're not done.
No.
It is 12:09.
I know, and that is a good place 11. To end it.
But this is the season finale.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh,
it took a goddamn long.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
We did a lot, though. I mean, if you look at our history of progression,
yeah.
This
we
is one of the best ones we've
lot.
Ever
yeah.
done.
So we'll have a very, very big boss battle next time.
Very, very.
Where we all will probably die.
Hmm. So, yes, what you see come out is this skeletal creature in
he's
robes.
So
meh.
Oh, it all makes sense now. Oh.
There we are.
The robe over the face is my favorite.
Yeah. And he just says, "My son, you are such fools."
You're the fool, fool.
You will regret the day that you set foot in my dungeon.
Well, yeah, kind of.
This guy's a dick.
I
yeah,
hated
I
it the whole time, so.
I regret the day I was summoned to Chult without my knowing.
Mm hmm, mm hmm.
All right.
Orkinson.
Mm hmm. Cool.
We have a Matt stepping in.
Matt!
Tag team! Big camera! Big
it's a
camera!
Matt. It's a Matt!
Hey, big cameras. I was on CL, told me to come to the big camera.
Yeah,
oh!
It's
oh.
Better.
Yeah,
it's better. Billy, thank you so much for coming on and doing the show.
This was fun.
Where can everyone find you again, real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Goldie Chan, where I tweet things oh. about the Tweeters.
Yeah.
Tweet things on, about
yeah,
it.
Of course.
Guys, thank you so much for all our contributions, for an incredible day, for being here through Cure to Boredom, for our the series premiere of Ten Candles, and for this Woo-hoo. Perception check. The second the
two parter
episode.
I guess so. Yeah.
The
season. Part two.
Yeah, part two.
The epilogue.
Yeah. Tomorrow, come back, guys. We have Power Rangers Hyper Force. It's gonna be super good. We got a
always
super sweet
good.
Guest coming on. Cameron Debo's coming on from Super Mega Force. I've never seen Super Mega Force, so but I'm really, really excited to have him come on. He's going to show the Rangers some love. So, yeah. So see you tomorrow. We'll be back. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, and thank you guys for being awesome.
Yeah! Stabbing me. And thank you, Luke Crate.
Thank you,
Loot Crate. Go buy your Loot Crate.
Get your Loot Crate.
Yeah, go get your Loot Crate. Get your Loot Crate. Get your Loot Crate.
Get your Loot Crate. Get your Loot Crate.
Buy your Loot Crate.
Get your Loot Crate. Get your Loot Crate.
Get that Loot Crate.
Get your Loot Crate now. Get your Loot Crate.
Use the code.
Playback.
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 Good time to cut it.
Good time.
Get your Loot Crate. Loot Crate. Loot Crate.
Loot Crate.